is on. The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
It's the news junkie for a Friday, July 20th, 2018. Lots to get to today, from the shocking duck boat tragedy to the details of what was inside the black sarcophagus, and a newspaper ignites a huge controversy over tattoos. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Well, good morning.
It's Friday, everybody.
You're damn right.
We made it to Friday somehow.
Yeah.
Some way. Each week that starts, I go, I don't know about this week. And then somehow we crawl and drag and pull our way through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and arrive here at Friday.
It's a beautiful feeling.
Congratulations, everybody. You've done it. Lots of stuff going on in the world. We'll get to your dispatches in a little bit here and see what's on your mind. But they did crack open that damn sarcophagus. Nobody listens to me. I said, don't open this thing. There's going to be some sort of curse. It's going to have diseases in it. It's going to have stuff in there we don't want to find and we don't want to see once it's opened. But scientists, you know, they tend to do their own thing, and that's what they've done here. If you don't know the story, they were doing some digging, and they found this gigantic black sarcophagus.
Oh, yeah.
Some reports say it was close to 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary looking. It was all painted very dark black, and it was freaky. And they said, we're deciding whether or not we should open this thing. And they did. They said inside they found 3 soggy mummies.
All right.
3
soggy mummies. Yeah, 9 feet long, 5 feet wide, and 6 feet deep was this sarcophagus. And they said when they opened it up, there was water in there. And imagine how long that water has been sealed in this sarcophagus.
How much money for you to drink it out of a life
store? Oh, my God. Never, not for any amount of money. Actually, I'd do it for a couple of zeros on there. I'd probably take a swig. But it smelled so bad that all the people who were involved in opening it had to go away because they were like throwing up and they were freaking out.
I mean, it is the smell of death times thousands of years.
Right. Yeah, it's like finding a body in a creek, except that body's been in the creek and been squished into something where all the smell stays together for a very, very long time.
Maybe that's the curse they were talking about. It's just nasty stank.
It was in Alexandria, Egypt. 2,000 years old, this sarcophagus was. And for 2,000 years, 3 bodies sat in dirty, gross, dead water. And that's what they ended up smelling in this thing.
Ew.
I can't even imagine what that would smell like.
So what? It was like a family buried together?
Maybe. I don't know. They don't say anything more in this report I have about why they were buried together. But that is odd. I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's odd. I don't know enough about ancient Egyptian culture and their processes of burying people and mummification and all that. Was it common for them to stack people like this? Does this mean this was some very powerful family? And sometimes the matriarch of the family would die. And if they were powerful in Egypt, they would kill everybody else in the family.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Really bad. And then they would put them together, but I'd never heard of them putting them in the same thing. It's a threefer when they crack this sucker open with just a whole bunch of stench. And now I want you to watch the world over the next couple of days. Because whatever curse was in there is now blanketing planet Earth.
Oh, no. Just the, 20-mile radius at most.
Stink. Just a bad smell going on there.
Was there any indication of who was inside the sarcophagus?
I don't believe they know yet, but because they're all mushy, it's probably going to be a lot harder to tell what's what when they're looking at this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all nasty and soggy and stinky and gross. The other news, man, this is a sad story. Did you guys see anything about this duck boat capsizing?
I did early this morning when it was breaking. And it was just not a lot of details. I know that that they were still searching, but 11 confirmed dead.
You guys know what a duck boat is, right?
Like, have you
ever seen those tourist boats? Like, all the tourists get on them, and you could drive down the street, I think, and then you could drive into the water. They do tours down in South Florida with them all the time. Like they do tours where they drive you around the city and show you stuff, and then they go to the beach.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And then they just drive it right in the water. It's what do they call that? A vehicle. What's the name of the vehicle? Amphibious vehicle. And that's what these things are usually. I don't know this exact one, but that's generally what they're talking about. And with a whole bunch of tourists on board, one of these things was out in a terrible storm. The Midwest was getting pelted with some pretty bad storms, and this thing started to take on water, and it started to go south very, very quickly. Here was one of the reports about what happened.
It's time, our update. We have 8 confirmed fatalities.
The press conference.
TCAD has transported 7 patients to the hospital, and we do have some people still missing. So this is going to be an all-night into tomorrow. We're still going to be working on this. The Highway Patrol dive team is on their way here. Western Taney County has their dive team in the water right now. We have Taney County Sheriff's Office, Missouri Highway Patrol, the Western Taney County Fire and Southern Stone Fire, and TCAD all on scene helping right now together. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
One of the worst things about this, there was a bunch of people watching as the storm got worse and the boat started sinking, and the boat was like doing its best to keep going, and then they saw it plunge underwater, and there was nothing anybody could do. I mean, they're a ways away from where this thing is. And if they go out there in the water, you know, not unlike that video we had not too long ago, they risk drowning themselves out there in a storm.
And none of the passengers were wearing like life vests, or just because they were stuck inside, it wouldn't have helped anyway.
Well, you know, that's a weird thing. I don't know. I don't know if they're wearing, I would imagine on those tours, they would make you. Usually if you're on any kind of boat and you're doing some kind of tour, they make you put one of those life preservers on.
They didn't make us. When we did the stuff in the Keys.
Really?
No.
That's surprising to me, because normally that's like a huge insurance thing.
No, they just make sure you know where the life preservers are, almost like a muster drill.
Okay.
Like they just go, hey, you know, we got to give everybody the safety speech.
Like they do on a plane before you're taking off.
Right, just so you know where they are in case of whatever. He's like, we have more than enough life vests for everybody on board and then some, and here's where they're all kept, yada, yada, yada. And then the only thing we did wear was we had these kind of floaty things for the diving part.
Yeah.
That you could inflate with your mouth, like a straw.
Oh, if something went wrong, like it wasn't inflated, but then you could inflate it?
It's not necessarily if something went wrong. If just maybe you were uncomfortable with how much you were sinking and you wanted to be held up without having to work too hard.
You could control your buoyancy, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know if they had those on or not. But they were in this duck boat. The thing starts to take on water in this terrible storm, and they've got at least 13 people dead. At least 13 people that had died in this thing.
Somebody texted in and said, the duck boat in Wisconsin, you do not wear a life preserver.
You don't? So they're all just sitting out there.
And they usually joke about not needing them.
Yeah, I'm surprised with the weather being what it was. You can see in the video, there's lightning and the water is just churning up. Yeah, that's very surprising to me that they would do that. Here's one of the witnesses. I don't know if they were on the boat or not. Let's listen to this from the Today Show.
Yes, we were on the Branson Showboat Belle.
Yeah, and so you looked out over the water, and I guess did
was
the
watching.
Weather come on that quickly, that storm? Did it come just like that?
You could see it approaching, but as we were getting ready to get on the
you hear how
showboat,
bad it was.
The water was all choppy and wavy, so I went over to look out the window, and as everybody else, and then we looked to our left, and that's when we seen the duck. And then we seen another one coming, but the one that sunk, it was having trouble. You could tell that it couldn't go very fast.
It was taking on water.
Sinking down in the water a little bit. The waves went over the top of it. So I videoed it as much as I could for as long as I could before it went behind the showboat, and that's where it sank, and I didn't see any of that.
And I understand that someone on your boat, one of the crew members, had said, well, these kind of boats, these duck boats, they can withstand this stuff. This is, you know, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, that's what they thought, but that was not the case, and the thing went down with everybody on board. Let's go over to Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, what's up, real fast? A couple of things for that I learned in college with that Egyptian stuff is do bury the family together like that.
Uh-huh.
But being that there was water in there, what I think it is, well, it'll probably come out. What they have to do is pick out the mummies. If it was all like, say it was three people of the same age kind of deal,
yeah.
Then what this could have been was criminals that they caught. And the reason why the water was in there, that was a, kind of like a mercy call. So, like, if you don't plead mercy to the king or whatever, then you they would have buried you alive, and you would have just had to sit down there and die whenever you died.
What?
But being that, but if they did, like, a mercy call, they would have did that to them and then filled it full of water, so then they would have died a little faster because they would have drowned instead of sitting inside there. But they do bury the families together like that. Also, not only do they bury the families, but they bury any of, like, if it's an important king family, they also bury, like, all the help and everything, too.
Right.
Oh, my God. How do they make... coffins that big.
They won't be buried in the same but they won't be buried in the same tomb. They'll be buried in the same, like, say, like a pyramid. You will find the help buried in certain areas in the pyramid. They won't be actually in the same coffin, like, as the family.
It would be like in the complex that they put them in. And
the idea
there was that so they thought these Egyptians were going to have an afterlife, and they wanted to have all their stuff in the afterlife and all the people around them in the afterlife, so they just slaughtered them all. So yeah, maybe that would be the case, and then somebody drowned them in this thing. That's even more of a reason for a curse, if you ask me. When we come back, we'll get into your dispatches to kick things off on a Friday. Stay where you are. Lots on deck today. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Tackling sensitive subjects with unparalleled irreverence. You're listening to the News Junkie.
We'll get to your dispatches on the News Junkie app in just a moment. You know, I saw this story today and I go, wow, you know, I didn't think this would rally up so many people, but I guess this is one of those things that brings more people together than anything else. There was a newspaper in down in South Florida, I think, that ran an article, and this article was an opinion piece, and the reaction to it was insane. Everybody got mad. People started going and, like, picketing outside the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of people upset about this, and it wasn't about, like, race or sex or gender or any of that. It was an article about how they said people with tattoos were trashy and they were freaks.
What?
And that's what got them all sorts of upset. Like, all these people were like, how dare you say this?
Uh-huh.
The tattooed masses, C-Lane, made their way over to the place where they wrote this and were pissed off. And when I thought about it for a second, I go, you know what? We live in a time right now where there's a really big percentage of people who have tattoos. Now, you don't have any tattoos.
I don't.
Sabrina doesn't have any tattoos.
I had a dream that I got one.
You had a dream that you got a tattoo where?
On my wrist, I think.
Really?
Hey.
What?
Is that gay? Is it a wrist tattoo?
No. The funny thing about that is there is a tour in Sabrina's studio.
Hey, everyone, say hi, Sean and C-Lane.
Hi, Sean and C-Lane.
Oh, my gosh, that's adorable.
About 60 really fun, awesome kids that I got to meet this morning.
Oh, nice.
So let's be careful with what we say, everybody. This is real radio, so it's all talk. No music.
They're
yet.
Like, oh,
at night.
Boring. Boring. So they started to get angry and went outside of where they printed this thing. And there was, like, an uproar about this. Here's some more details. Oh, hang on, it's here.
The people have shared this image of a page in a local news publication with a message many people with tattoos are pretty shocked and upset about.
The article calling them, quote, freaks and trashy. Well, tonight, dozens
bunch
rallied in front of the publication's offices with hopes of showing them they've got it all wrong.
News Channel 5's Megan McRoberts live tonight with their message. Megan?
Well, Michael Kelly, tattoo artists and people with tattoos tell me they know tattoos are not for everyone, but they say a small publication called Vero Beachside News went too far.
I've never heard of this in my entire life. Vero Beachside News. I don't know what that is. I know down south the Sun Sentinel. I know the Miami New Times, the Miami Herald. I know most of the papers and publications down there. This is like some tiny publication.
Well, they're about to blow up, I'm pretty sure. This is their big break.
For all the wrong reasons, they're blowing up right now. And this is not a sentiment I haven't heard before, especially from people who are a little bit older. I've heard this thing where people say, oh, my God, yeah, she's beautiful, but she got those tattoos. Or, yeah, he's a nice guy, but look at all those tattoos all over him. And I'm not talking about face tattoos. I'm just talking about something on your arm or your leg or whatever.
I'm posting a controversial piece about tattoos in their own form of permanent ink.
Just completely relax, man. You're totally good.
Inside Timeless Tattoo Company in Port St. Lucie.
What do you think, man?
It's all right.
Not too bad, right?
Everyone that
not
sits
too
in
bad.
This chair.
Doctors, lawyers, nurses, everybody.
Has their own reason for why they want a picture or a message made permanent.
You know, some people get them for purpose. Some people get them for the art. Some people get them just to get them.
Thanks, man. That was perfect.
So they're all mad outside the place where they published this and gathering around. And look at that. This brought everybody together because the people who have tattoos are from all different backgrounds.
Of course.
And they're pissed off. Like, I know the person who wrote this wrote it to get a reaction. And then they get the reaction. And right now they're probably like, this may have been a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm going to move on from journalism now.
I'm going to go do something else, I think, for a while. Let's go to the dispatches. Speaking of something else, and you sent these in through the News Junkie app. Let's see what's on your mind. Here is Insecure Walrus with a dispatch.
To be honest, I'm kind of from that area in the Midwest, and my parents went to school near Branson, so I've seen a lot of it over the years. There have been a lot of duck boat accidents where people have died. And ooh. I think in Arkansas, I know in Branson, I think I was working at a radio station back when I graduated high school, like 99 or 2000, there was one where at least 12 or 13 people died.
Jeez.
I think those duck boats are not the safest thing ever. So I've just always kind of avoided them because I feel like all of my life, I've always heard every few years a bunch of people die in one somehow.
Yeah, I mean, they drive them all day long, and then they're going into the water as well because it's an amphibious vehicle. He's talking about this terrible accident where a whole bunch of people ended up dying, unfortunately.
Yeah, so what did we learn, kids?
Duck boats are bad!
Duck boats are bad.
Do they know why they're saying that? They don't know why they're saying that.
They'll find out later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Nice kids. Bye. Let's go over to Husky with a dispatch.
It's raining. Update. Mama's surgery went awesome. They did all the things they needed to do. She's in lots of pain. She's super high all the time.
Oh, that's great.
I have had a collective 6 hours of sleep in the last whatever days. Gotta sleep at the mama's house, take care of Nana, take care of the dogs, then go to my house, take care of my dog, then go to work, work, go back, take care of my dog,
it's
go
a
back,
lot.
Take care of mama's dogs, go hang out with mama till midnight. It's my life. But it is what it is. I'm super happy everything worked out.
Yeah, that's good news. He dispatched the other day saying that his mom had to have a surgery.
Yeah, a pretty serious one, I thought.
And good news, Husky says everything went okay, and that is the best outcome we could have hoped for. So good for you. Here is Clemson Tom.
What's up, guys? Happy Fist Pump Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, just a heads up down here in St. Cloud. Finally, stole me a News Junkie magnet. It's signed by Simple Man. I'm going to go ahead and put my name on it. So now there's going to be two signatures.
Boom.
Hell of a way to start a Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
So exciting.
I'll be at the bar if you need me.
You're a little more comfortable without 100 kids in the studio.
I wanted them to pile in over there.
You had them under control. Did you just sound like, hey, on the count of three, say this?
Yeah, I don't know what mode switched. I feel like I just had a bit of a flashback of maybe a past life in which I was a teacher, but I was so good this morning. We did like a tour and decided to let each of them like try out the studio over at a sister station.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I was like, all right, guys, intro this song. We'll play it back for you. But then I put myself in a studio in which I've never touched before, and I'm pretty sure that I accidentally was on the air.
Uh-oh.
So here I am. I was like, why don't you guys come to the studio in which I know what I'm doing? So they all sat back here and fortunately did not hear the duck boat story.
Yeah.
But they got to hear themselves on the radio.
That's cool. Maybe, you know what? One of those kids could be inspired to get into radio and change the world,
mm-hmm.
or just, talk between songs or do?
I don't think they were very impressed by me, to be honest.
They seemed happy with you. They were looking over at me going, he doesn't seem to be doing that much.
He's not smiling.
I'm surprised they didn't say that. They probably couldn't even see me if they're saying that about you. Were they wearing purple shirts?
Yeah, they're at summer camp. This is a field trip.
Because somebody texted in, holy crap, one of those purple shirts is my six-year-old.
Wait, how do they know? Okay, all right. Do we have cameras running in the studio?
Do we have cameras?
Freaked me out.
He just knows that his kid is going to a camp that's going to be here today, and so it was a pleasant surprise for him to hear his child on the radio.
They were so well-behaved, these kids. They all just sat over there. They're like watching. They're being nice and respectful.
There was one talent from each of the stations here at iHeartMedia. Mm-hmm. So there was like a hip-hop. There was a rock person. And so I was like, who likes talk? Not one person. Like, this is what I do. And this one little boy was just like, iHeartMedia! I was just screaming. I could see the veins popping out of his neck. Like, you need some Ritalin, buddy.
There was one talent as I was getting off the elevator this morning that as soon as the doors open, like, rushed in and was like, probably shouldn't get out of this elevator. There's kids everywhere.
I'm in the wrong building, man.
Oh, well, they're great kids, and hopefully they learned something today, and they go on to change the world with radio.
Future of America, right there.
It's happening. Here is Scotty Mack.
Hey, Sean. At the end of the show yesterday, y'all were talking about Acme Oyster House.
Mm-hmm. New Orleans.
And having grown up and lived in New Orleans most of my life, I would say that there's a place directly across the street from Acme, while you're standing there in line, you see it, called Felix's Oyster House.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Outstanding. I am 50 years old. My grandfather would be 110 or whatever, and he used to eat lunch there every day, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. It's been there forever, and it's the best seafood restaurant that you'll find in New Orleans, period. And it's so funny because people are standing there in Acme because it's the well-known name, looking at it, and it's right across the street. Mm-hmm. So next time you're in New Orleans and you want oysters and you don't want to wait in line at Acme, try Felix's. You'll love it.
Thanks. I'll do that. I'll check it out. Yeah, I went to last time I went to New Orleans, there was that huge line, as there always is, for grilled oysters outside Acme Oyster House. And so I thought I found the greatest workaround ever. I said, wow, about 2 miles away, there's a casino. And if we go to the casino, they have an Acme Oyster House in the casino, which is probably far less busy. And Muffin Lady's like, I don't know, let's just eat somewhere else. I go, no, let's do this. We waited so long, let's do this. So I drag her 2 miles, walk 2 miles, hot as hell that day. I think it even rained on us a little bit on the way there. Mm-hmm. And we finally get over to the Harrah's or whatever casino, or whatever it is there in the French Quarter. And go inside and look at the menu. There's nobody there in line. There we are at Acme Oyster House. And they don't have the specialty item that we were looking for.
Man.
Which one? The grilled ones? Or?
Yeah, the grilled oysters. They don't have them at that place for this particular reason. Because they want to keep everybody in the other spot there on Bourbon Street or right next to it. All the way over there for absolutely nothing. Here is Mumbles.
It is so sad about the duck boats, but let me ask you a question. What's the purpose of weather? I mean, with everything that's going on...
Deep question.
I'm sure the duck boat captains have been there for a long time. You would know whether they know how to read any type of weather pattern coming in just to disrupt such stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why they went out. There's a lot of questions about this that'll be asked the next couple of weeks for sure. Back in just a moment with a story about a woman arrested for something... Well, I didn't know you could be arrested for, to be honest with you. Have we broken the law doing this? Perhaps. Let's talk about that next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The show that takes you from Skywall Summer to Jack Rocket Ball, whatever that means. This is the News Junkie.
It's a quick announcement here, and I want you to listen to this, and I want you to take it very seriously, because I mean this, I mean every word of it. I have made a mistake at some point in time in accepting some of you as friends on my Facebook page, and then I thought maybe afterwards, maybe we were friends. You know, you listen to the show, and we get close, and Maybe we are friends. And then after our segment just the other day about the Dr. Pimple Popper thing, people have found that the new fun thing to do is to send me videos of the cysts that
solid
Dr. Pimple Popper is doing, including one from just the other day where it was like the biggest cyst in the world, and it just explodes. And like, I don't want to see that. Will you please stop sending those to me? I wish we never talked about that. I wish we did not discuss that. That didn't have that segment at all. It was way too much to deal with.
It really is.
Backlash afterwards. I can't take it anymore.
I'm having nightmares.
Oh, God. And then what are the videos? I don't even need to play it. I see in the thumbnail, I see this person with this just giant hunchback looking thing, and they're jabbing at it, and there's stuff spitting out of there, and oh, my God. Please stop sending those to me. I'm begging you.
Did you see the one that I told you about?
No, which one? Which one? The new one?
No, the one. You know, the one that made you...
What happened?
No,
you what?
Which one are you talking about?
The egg salad one.
Oh, God. What? You didn't have to say that again, first of all.
I was trying not to.
I don't know if I saw that one. They all kind of look like that to me, but I cannot stand it. And I know that's weird. I was even watching that bot show again yesterday, and I'm going, this is great drama to me. But as long as they don't have any cyst popping, I can make it through. Please. And I know how this works. I'll Barbra Streisand myself here. I know that if I talk about this, I'll get more. I don't want them.
You're about to get fat axled.
Whew, I don't want that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be fat axled. Please just take mercy
that
on
sounds,
me.
That sounds much worse than it really is. Like being fat axled sounds like just something really
terrible.
Dirty.
Well, there is a woman who is going to be spending some time in jail. In fact, 15 days in jail. For doing something that I did not know was illegal. This always kind of scares me because I go, oh, hold on, let me think back. Have I done this before? And what she did was she went off the coast of Florida. She's from Texas, but she was in the Florida Keys where Sealane was just recently. And when she went out there, she noticed something that she wanted to take along with her. When you were doing your scuba diving, or I guess you were doing snorkeling, right?
Yes.
When you were doing your snorkeling in the Keys, did you see any conchs?
Not that I recognized.
Like a big, it's like a big shell, and it's this giant snail, but it's an attractive shell that they're in.
I didn't see them underwater. I was more focused on the schools of fish and the massive stingrays.
Well, this lady goes out there, and she sees these giant conchs. And they're queen conchs, and she grabs them because she thinks they look great. She wants to like send them back as gifts to her friends.
Right, so she has a bag full of conchs at this point.
A full conch bag because there's 40 in there. The whole sack is full. And she takes those and puts them in her car in like a big Rubbermaid bin, and then she drives away with the conchs. And somebody hears about this, and the police find her, and they arrested her for this. I didn't know this was illegal, but they arrested her for it. And she's spending 15 days in jail for having these conchs in her car.
You've never heard of this before? Like, where did she take them from?
She took them from, I just see the Florida Keys. I don't see exactly where in the Keys. I guess, outside of a home in Key West where she was staying.
You're allowed to, from what I understand, the shells. But if there is conch inside of it, you're only, I think you're limited. And you would have to check in with somebody if you're taking it back with you.
Like Florida or wildlife.
Fish and wildlife. Yeah. Now, I don't remember the specifics. I just remember growing up, whenever my family went down to the Keys or the Bahamas, and we could see it, but there was no bringing it back because of how much trouble you could get in.
Were there signs around there that said, like, don't take the conchs out of the water?
Not that I remember. I just know that it was known amongst a lot of people, especially with 40. I mean, that's
a lot.
It is a lot. You would have to get that checked in somewhere, I'd imagine.
So the officer goes over to her house, sees that this is going on, takes that. Most of them are still alive, so the officer just puts them back in the ocean, and they're okay. But they don't let her off with a slap on the wrist. They charge her, and she's going to be, she was already sentenced. She's going to be spending 15 days behind bars.
What is she in here for, huh? Giant tub of conchs.
I mean, you could lose your job. It could upend your life. That's 2 weeks in jail.
Yeah, 15 days, 6 months probation, and a $500 fine plus $268 for the court costs. That is...
Doesn't that seem extreme?
She's 30 years old. She says she doesn't know it was a crime. If we believe her, I think that's a little extreme for 40 Queen Conk
shows. If they said that she had done this before and she was a serial conk stealer, all right, now I'm buying in, okay?
Mr. Steal Your Conk.
She's been doing this and she doesn't care. She's flouting the law. Fine. But she just grabbed these things, and she didn't even want him to eat them, because a lot of people eat them. Like, when we were in the Bahamas...
Yeah, we ate all the conch.
They had conch everywhere.
All over her face.
And when we were down there, I realized how much they eat these things out of the island.
40 is a lot. I mean, I would understand, I think maybe it would have been a slap on the wrist had it been 5, 10 at most, but 40, I mean, you could flip that for... probably a good chunk of money.
I mean, maybe they thought that was her MO. Like, she was just saying she didn't know, and but
like,
because of the high
dumb number. Yeah, 40 is a bunch of them. She had 3 big bins full, and they said she was just going to try to turn them into shells. And in fact, a lot of the articles about this story say, woman sentenced to 15 days in prison for stealing seashells. And you go, oh my God, wow, I've taken some shells from the beach. But it was conks. It was queen conks that she was taking that led to all this. And so there she finds herself. Diana Fasol is her name. And she will be behind bars for 2 weeks because of that. Let's go to your dispatches from the News Junkie app. You can send these in as well. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store to download. Here's Married Without Children with a dispatch.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I was calling in about the boat ride story. Yeah, I was actually born and raised in Arkansas. And since there's nothing there close to Disney or anything like that, Branson, Missouri was the closest thing to where I grew up. It's like 2.5 hours drive, so that's where we went every year for our summer vacation. And I actually rode on the duck boats several times. And I remember driving one that, they let me, kind of pilot it or whatever on the water at
Would
like
you
8.
Drive it?
And even at 8, I remember thinking, holy hell, this is kind of dangerous. So I'm not quite surprised that 8 people died. It sucks, but not surprised.
Yeah, they're also very popular.
I know that guy.
You know who that was?
Mm-hmm.
They're very popular, this boat, this duck boat that capsized.
They're not going to be popular anymore after this.
But there's been other news stories about this. Where people were saying, look, there's people died here, there, but this is 13 people. It's a lot more.
Man, that must have been such a scene to come on to, but it just baffles me. If we had plans to go on a charter boat, deep sea fishing, and we had 2 weeks out this reservation, but the moment that they saw the weather was going to be bad, canceled? That was it. It was canceled. Yeah. There was no question about it.
Yeah, they don't mess around with that stuff. I don't know why they did this. Now with 13 people dead, you can bet your ass there's going to be some lawsuits because of that story. Here's Space Funk Raider with the very first dispatch. Don't let us down.
News Junkie, Space Funk Raider.
Oh.
Reporting for duty from the streets. This is a longtime listener. First time poster. We want to say, Sabrina, we love you. Have yourself a great day. I bid you good day, sir.
Thank you, sir, but I do take issue here.
Love you.
Because Space Funk Rider is not spelled R-A-I-D-E-R. That, sir, is Raider. So you are a Space Funk Raider.
Maybe it was his accent.
Space
Funk Raider.
Space Funk Raider. Okay, he's spelling with his accent.
If he was Australian, I don't know.
It could be. Here is Ian with a dispatch.
Right. Real quick, on the tattoo story, just as a little side note, it's amazing the amount of judgment that I personally get, and I know a lot of people who have ink get the same type judgments, but I deliver fish for a living, and I was in one of the restaurants I go to, and one of the guys that sees me all the time pointed down to my forearm and gave me the comment and goes, gang or jail?
Oh, God.
Asking me, basically, where I had gotten the tattoos on my arm, which one of those, assumably. Meanwhile, they're drawings that my son did for me when he was in single-digit years, and I had put on there, which I proceeded to tell him, make him feel like a complete asshole, and went about my business. But, the fact that people are able to make comments or willing to make comments like that to somebody for no good reason or put it in ink into a publication, it's all the same. It's judgment. There's no reason for it. You don't know what I'm about in my personal life. You don't know what these pieces of art that I have on my body mean to me.
Yeah.
And so how dare you judge me on paper, through your voice, in your mind, whatever the case may be. People just need to live their own lives. You do you, I'll do me. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that wouldn't dare put a needle to their skin and probably do some pretty nefarious stuff. So just keep that in mind the next time you give an offhand comment or an offhand judgment in your mind on somebody just because of what they choose to wear, put on their skin, or otherwise.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you, Ian.
That got me pumped up.
You know what? I totally agree with you. I too have been tattoo shamed in my days.
Oh, this is different.
Okay, him on the phone because we should be able to shame people for what they put on their
arm. I too, but by Sabrina and C-Lane, have been repeatedly
and
tattoo
shamed. And hundreds of people in the greater Orlando area.
I too have had to deal with these comments and snide remarks.
You don't have to deal with it anymore if you just update. See, hit up the tribe that gave you the go-ahead for getting the
symbol. It's not from a tribe. It's just a tattoo. You know, you get these things when you were younger, and then the snide remarks just over and over and over again.
I wonder if I still have that picture.
I'm sure. I think it's a cover photo of somewhere.
I don't think anybody's seen it in a while.
But let me tell you, you're not alone. And I would like to do a study or a survey or a poll. Because I know at least five men between the ages of 35 and 40 who have lower back tattoos. Like, there was a month there in all of your lives.
A month!
That you thought that was a good idea.
It was a March.
Why is the placement of a tattoo, like, there's certain, you go, that's a feminine area to place a tattoo?
No, I never said it was feminine. You know that tramp stamp has a bit of a stigma,
too. It's not a tramp stamp. A tramp stamp would be one thing in the middle. Sort of like the one above the tattoo that you're referencing. That would be more of a stamp in that area.
I thought that was all one piece.
It's back. It's a back tattoo.
Would it make you feel better if I got a lower back tattoo?
Maybe. I'm not sure. If it was something embarrassing enough that it took the focus away from my tattoos, I would appreciate that greatly. But it had to be pretty bad. Like if you did a memorial to the people who drowned on this duck boat or something.
Oh my God, why would I do that?
I'm just throwing out ideas. It's a spitball thing. We start somewhere. That might be a little gory for you.
I'm going to do a tribute to Robin Williams on my lower back.
But not like a death scene.
No.
No. It's like a happier moment.
That him as like the genie, but also... Now you put it
in my head.
Now Miss Doubtfire and Patch Adams.
Not drowning people. You don't want that. Here is ThinkPad with a dispatch. Oh, boy. What's ThinkPad got to say?
Hey, it's ThinkPad. Two different things. One, I've been on that quack tour in Philly, and they don't make you wear any type of vest. And two, the same thing happened in Philly, and they stopped doing the quack tours now because it killed people.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to do that now with this place. That they've had these 13 people die.
They're going to need a new duck boat.
Yeah. That's
quite a hefty bill.
That joke was quack.
One of these weeks for you. Here is Swilly.
Hope you guys are having a good day so far. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm going to drink beer and eat barbecue.
That's good.
Probably surf a lot because the report looks pretty good. So all you boobs out here in Melbourne... hit me up. I usually go to either Paradise Beach or Hightower Beach.
All right, surf's up, man, or whatever you say to surfer people. Hang 10, whatever it is that you say. Good luck out there. You're going to have a great time, sir. I know you are. There's a story with some pretty aggressive details, I must tell you. As a man who was a fan of a particular drug, cocaine, this guy... was a bigger fan of cocaine than quite possibly any other human being on planet Earth.
Even the guy they made Narcos about?
Probably.
And why am I forgetting his name?
The reason I
Pablo
say
Escobar?
That is because this man, at 50 years old, has died as a result of his cocaine use.
Cocaine.
Not because he overdosed on cocaine, not because his heart exploded, not because it lowered his health... The cocaine he was doing so much of rotted his throat away completely, and he died.
Righty then.
Caused his throat to turn black and rot away. The 50-year-old was taken to the hospital after he began to vomit blood and lost consciousness. And he also, good God, man, this guy lived a life. He had a history of alcohol abuse. He had fatty liver disease and heart disease, and also experienced a multiple episodes of vomiting prior to his hospital visit. He was in distress, lethargic, and pale, and he did not make it. Your lesson, folks, cocaine is bad for you. It's bad for you.
Very bad.
If you do too much, it'll rot your complete throat out, and you will die. You don't want that, I don't think.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Don't lose your throat. Don't die from cocaine. Do it in a responsible amount.
Sean!
Sean.
What? Sean, there were kids Sean. Here.
They're not in the studio anymore.
I know. Yeah, they're all on the bus listening to the show.
Oh, no.
No, they're not listening to the show. Boring talker people.
I hope not. We're ruining lives if that's the case. More so than normal. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Someday Alexa will do everything. Alexa, can you unclog the toilet?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy right now.
But until then, just tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Playing Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
From the Radio 104.1. Occupying the space between high society
and prison tattoos, this is the News Junkie.
You know, to be an attorney must be one of the weirdest things ever. You have to defend all these people who you maybe don't believe are even innocent. You've got to represent people in cases where really odd things have happened. And I've talked to so many attorneys, they tell me stories. Oh, wow, that's what life is like being you. Well, there's attorneys over at the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, that are working on a case that is a very interesting one. There is a case about a 39-year-old, and his name is, I'm trying to see here,
Steve.
It says M.S. Cottingham. All right, that's M.S. Cottingham is what they say his name is. And he's 39 years old. He was pulled over for a stop-and-frisk encounter, and he got very upset by the way the police officer was treating him. There are different things that you expect out of a pat-down. And sometimes that pat down gets a little more significant than it should. And he said that the police officer was taking his finger and
dong chin.
As we said in the Today I Learned yesterday, the dong chin is something that the Japanese, I think, do where they'll surprise you. They'll make their fingers like a gun and they'll poke you right there.
Oh, butt poke.
Where the sun don't shine, what's considered exit only.
That spot right there. And they said, there's video of this. They have the whole stop underway. They have the footage of him. He's very upset as this is occurring.
Hey, man.
It reminds me of, who is that fantastic guy? Yeah, the greatest voice.
Oh, get your hands. Yeah. C-Line does it really well.
The guy who said, get your hands off my penis.
Yes, he's got my penis.
There's some guy
What else did he say? He rolled his R's at some point. Respect.
See if you can find that.
Oh, I have it.
That was fantastic. This guy who got booted out of a restaurant because he was a serial dine and dasher. And on video, when he's coming out, he's talking to the cameras and he's saying, get your hands off my penis to the police officers that I guess were apprehending him. And it just made for a fantastic little video.
You ready?
You got it?
Yeah.
It's not. That sets the scene. Here he is. Love this guy.
Still love him.
Sit down inside the car. I'm not showing anything. I'm under arrest.
Look, I'm under what?
I'm under what?
Come on. Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I got that role.
I liked it back then.
Listen to 2013, Sean. Good gosh.
How did that even happen?
It was a young buck back then. It was way back when.
When did you get to the penis?
I don't know. Story of my life. go ahead. Do you have that?
Wait a second. What clip are you playing next?
No, there's nothing else over there, I don't think. You have it?
See that chap over there?
He's in a headlock.
Get your hand off my penis! That's the bike who got me on the penis, people.
Still funny to this day. There you have it. So this is similar to that, but we have some of the video when the police officers pulled him over and did a frisk, but got a little handsy and fingery, I guess, during the whole altercation. Here it is.
So this right now at 6, D.C. police facing a federal lawsuit over this search last year.
I hear you, though, man, but come on with that right there, man. Don't demasculate me, man. I'm a man, bro.
Don't demasculate
me. The ACLU calling it an illegal and invasive body search.
Richard Reeve talking now to the man at the center of it all about the moment he calls frightening and humiliating.
Humiliating.
It's a stop and frisk in Southwest D.C. That's MB Cottingham getting a pat down from MPD officer Sean Ojekwono.
So his name's MB Cottingham, and the officer's patting him down, and then I guess the officer wants to check between his butt cheeks. And I mean, that's something that they do in jail all the time, or at least in the jail that I see on TV shows. And on in the movie,
well, they say spread your cheeks,
cough,
open them up.
They bend them all against the wall, and you know, you take a peek in there. But this guy didn't do anything at this point. He's just he's on the side of the road.
Handcuffs him and reaches around his private parts.
Stop fingering me, though, bruh. Moving.
This is the ACLU lawsuit against Ojekwono.
And it says that the officer grabbed your genitals and that he jammed his fingers between your buttocks.
Yes, sir.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Don't demasculate me, man.
The lawsuit claims Ojekwono did it two more times.
What? Instead three of times?
For weapons, why is he doing that so much?
Just jams his finger and his hand between Mr. Cottingham's legs.
Finally, the cuffs come off.
I'm scared. That's running through my mind. I'm thinking about my kids.
Right? Thinking about your kids.
We good. Y'all have a good day. Thank y'all.
So I think they ended up letting him go at the end of all this, but he approached some attorneys. They got this dash cam footage, and now the ACLU is suing this D.C. police officer.
I would do the same. Also, great audio. Uh-huh. I'm screaming.
They're demasculating me, man.
He's very upset about
it. Stop fingering me, bro.
As you could imagine.
Damn it, Sean.
Well, I didn't. What did
Thank
I do?
Thank you, Sean.
I didn't say or do anything. That's what the quote was in that particular clip for sure, but I didn't add anything to that. Let's go over to Travis with a dispatch. Here is Travis.
So, Sean, just to give everyone a bit of a teaser for the secret shows, You have no right to complain.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be 5'11 and a half now and not 6 feet.
Uh-oh. Dude, I was 4 foot tall freshman year in high school. Tried dealing with that crap.
Four foot tall.
Thank God I grew a bunch in the next few years.
He's
and
a little guy.
5'7".
What up?
Maybe. You have no right to complain about that. Shut up and quit your bitching. So I guess with that, I'm out. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Travis. That's what you pulled out of Secret Shows? There was a lot going on there during that Secret Show. That's just one little piece of the puzzle. Go to GetSecretShows.com to sign up for the Uncensored Shows on the app or at GetSecretShows.com. Here's Mr. Slapaho.
Hey, Mr. Slapaho here. I actually was in New Orleans this last week and messaged Sean about a place called the Turkey and the Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
And hands down, one of the best sandwich places I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, that place is great.
Also, for grilled oysters, we actually went to a place called Drago's. A little pricey, but it's supposed to be the best grilled oysters in New Orleans. Acme House line was ridiculous, so we went to a place called the Bourbon House. That's right next to her. Yeah, that was pretty good. But, all right, guys, keep up the good work. Thanks for the recommendation, Sean.
Of course. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, that place is the best. I tell that to everybody who's going to New Orleans. Get in an Uber, go over to Turkey and the Wolf. You will not regret it. It's a sandwich shop that was named the best restaurant in America, for God's sake. And that is something that when you go there, you realize exactly why. Let's go to an old Johnny.
Happy Fist Pump Friday, News Junkie. It's about 12 o'clock on Friday. My work day is over. My weekend begins. But Sean, you made a mistake, buddy.
Why?
You should not have said that you do not want any more Dr. Pimple Popper videos. I sound like the old guy at the churches. Come on, the library. Anyways.
I'm staying away from Facebook.
You're bombarded with pimple and cyst videos now because you just told everybody you don't want it no more. So like Snoop Dogg said,
I'm even posting
no more
it
sex
on your
thanks. Dicks, you're going to get pimple videos.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near social media for a couple of days at least.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The new algorithm, you could, you know, skip a whole week and they'll still make sure to have it on the top of your page for you to see.
So I need to take like a while off.
Especially if like one person posts it and then everyone starts commenting on it.
No, I see what you're doing. I see.
I'm just letting you know what's going to happen to you. It's happened to me.
You're giving the strategy out to the forces that are now undergoing this war against me. And I'm not going to be able to not see this. Here's Peanut.
I took some seashells, similar to conch shells, from a beach in Massachusetts. Left them in my trunk over the weekend. And boy, when I opened that trunk, it stunk. So I imagine those shells being taken, they would have the same issue. Yep.
Why did you leave them in your trunk?
Maybe he didn't realize they were alive or something. It was like the one time when Muffin Lady went to the grocery store, got all kinds of stuff. And then she goes, damn it, they forgot my protein. And I got like chicken and beef and all this stuff. And they forgot it. I go, oh, that sucks. All right. So I think she went back and yelled at them. I've told this before. Mm-hmm. And then I got into my car and I was like, why does my car smell? And I ignored it. And then like 3 days later, I go, why does my car smell so damn bad? And I opened the trunk of the car and there was a black grocery bag that you couldn't see in the trunk. And I pulled it out and it had just been just rotting away back there.
Definitely been there. Oh,
the entire time. It's a lot to deal with. The smell that emits from that, or that emits, is really terrible. Here's Squirrels My Nuts.
Hey guys, don't make fun of Sean and his tramp stamp tattoo.
Thank you.
He couldn't help it when he was feeling really feminine back in the day. There's always that stigma to having that lower back tattoo, no matter how ugly it is and how weird it may be. Sean, you have a tramp stamp.
Shut up. How do you think there's anybody out there? And this is just maybe a pipe dream for me. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody out there in Hollywood or in music who's so cool that they could pull it off? Because every once in a while, you'll have something like that. And they'll go, this is really embarrassing. But like all of a sudden, one person can do it. And one person can bring back a trend that's old.
Doesn't Anthony Kiedis have a lower back tattoo?
Does he?
You know who I'm talking about. Chili Peppers.
I was thinking him. He could pull that off. Like, he's a badass. If he had it, nobody would question him.
I think Jared from Subway has a lower back tattoo. Yeah,
thank you.
Harvey Weinstein.
Here's Jane with the first dispatch.
Queen conch have been illegal for over 30 years. You cannot possess them. You cannot, even a dead one, you can't possess it in the state of Florida.
Yeah, get away from those things then. Here's Camper.
Hey, news junkies.
Hey.
Scumbag PSA, change your filters, you disgusting animals.
What filters?
I'm tired of changing your nasty fur coat filters for you.
AC or
and then charging you over $100 to do it. Change your filters.
Now, what filters? Animals. I remember the time that I found out after living at a place for 3 years, and this is how bad I am at this stuff, that my dryer had a filter.
Oh, dude.
What? That could cause a huge fire.
And your clothes were probably taking forever to dry. I had to teach my roommate that when I moved in with old Beaver. He's like, man, these clothes, maybe something's wrong with my dryer. I was like, have you cleaned out the thing? Like the catcher?
What filter?
Like, just gobs of it.
Oh, yeah. And I called up the landlord. I said, it's not working. Check this out. I go, there's a filter? God.
That's dangerous. We used to, we would go camping or whatever, or have bonfires. We used to save that stuff in big Ziploc bags because it's great fire starter.
Like kindling?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go over to Skidmark.
I love how they pick the smartest people to interview. It's always someone like, well, I was watching that there duck boat and it looked like it was having some troubles. I don't know, is it sinking or is it having engine trouble or I don't know. Then it went around the corner and they said it then there sunk.
Yeah,
good lord.
You man, so on the man of the street interviews give you weird stuff like this.
Whoa, that's an angle.
angel.
You know, get weird stuff when you start asking people questions on the street. Here's Drunken Junkie Master.
Just thinking that 50-year-old who died from cocaine abuse, maybe he was cutting his cocaine with red wine vinegar.
No. Yes, I see. The flashback to another story. Thank you very much, sir. Have you guys seen the video of this woman? I think she's at a bar in Georgia, and she gets groped by this guy that's walking by.
Yes, and how she kicks his ass.
It was at Vinnie Van Gogh's in Savannah. You've been to Savannah a bunch of times. Have you ever heard of this place?
No. I mean, I might have been there. I also have gotten pretty drunk at Savannah, but I've never heard of it before.
Vinnie Van Gogh's. She's sitting there on the side of the bar, and this guy, who happened to be from Florida, the guy who did it, walks by. And the guy goes, oh, I didn't do it on purpose. Dude, everybody's seen the video. You went by and you grabbed her ass.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to beat the hell out of him.
And good for her. You don't see that. And probably because most of the time people are shocked by it. And then we'll pull the, it was an accident.
Uh-huh.
But then she just grabbed his, I bet he was so taken aback when all of a sudden he's thrown to the ground. And she's like, don't ever touch me again.
I think she must have had some fighting classes or, like, you know, UFC type stuff.
I don't know. I think the adrenaline comes through.
She picked him up and smashed him down on the ground. And the guy turned out he was from Florida.
There we go.
And the video has gone viral. His name is Ryan Cherwinski. He's the gentleman who grabbed Amelia Holden's ass, and the 21-year-old kicked his ass in a video that's now gone viral all over the place. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Yo, Radio
104.1. The biggest stories of the day in all their glory and insanity. You're listening to the News Junkie. And I'll hang with my friends. I want to hang with my friends.
We're trying to get to your dispatches in just a moment or two. I love this time of year, and it's the fat kid inside me that makes me really enjoy this. Lay's has been doing this thing with Lay's chips where each year, right around this time, they release a bunch of different like test flavors, and they release them all regionally, and they've announced the ones that they're going to be doing this year, and some of them sound pretty good. There's always a couple in there that you go, oh, my God, like, we had some of these one time on the show where we tried a bunch of weird-ass flavors, especially in Asia and, like, in Japan. They have weird flavors that they get into. This is what they're releasing this year that you'll be able to find in stores on July 30th. Deep dish pizza, fried pickles with ranch, New England lobster roll, Cajun spice, chili con queso, Chesapeake Bay crab spice, and pimento cheese.
I just don't understand how they come up with these flavors.
Some of them are a little weird.
How are we putting that in our body? How did they match it? Is it made from any of the ingredients used in those types of food?
I think you spin a wheel, and it lands on a couple of things, and they just go for it. The last one's Thai sweet chili. Here's the bad news. You only get, like, one in your region, I think. And for us, it's the pimento cheese. That's the one that we're in.
I feel like I've had either
Thai sweet chili. I think I've seen before.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen it.
I feel like I've seen Thai sweet chili. I feel like I've had either Cajun spice or the lobster one, and I don't know why they're different.
Yeah, Cajun spice and the lobster one could be totally different.
What was the lobster one called?
New England lobster roll.
Okay, so lobster roll. So that imparts like a more mayonnaise-y kind of
like a creaminess to the whole thing.
Whereas the Cajun spice is just like charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
The New Orleans spice that people Cajun. Love.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is
Tony Chachere's.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that stuff at the store. Yeah, the one that's the weirdest of them all is fried pickles with ranch. That I don't even know what to expect, but I'd go for it.
I feel like that they're mixing like a dill pickle chip, which are delicious. And ranch dressing. Obviously, clearing my throat did not work just now.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah,
you all verklempt over there?
I just muted the microphone to cough real quick and try to knock that out of there. And I go, nope, still friggin' there.
You try to clear out the passageway, and nothing changes. Just right there.
The best part was you just watching me do it, and then going, bah!
Let's get on with it. There is a story about a situation that happened at a Burger King that had people absolutely perplexed. The video went viral. It's honestly a lot funnier until you know the details behind it. I almost want to just tell you guys one side of the story here. But there are these people in line at Burger King, and it was taking forever. And all of a sudden, one of the ladies in line said, enough of this. You know, she probably said F it or something. And she slams down something, and she goes behind the counter and goes over and makes her own damn meal. Like, goes back there behind the counter and starts piecing together what she wants and just throws it in a bag and gets done with it. And people are like, oh, she's having it her way. They're screaming out all kinds of stuff. And she's doing her thing. And so they ended up, the news heard about this because it went viral. And the story, when you hear all the details, you're like, ah, that doesn't sound as bad. And I'm kind of interested in the reaction, too. Let's give you some of those details right here.
Jeffrey Jones has a beef with a Northside Burger King.
Beef. She had it her way.
His sister wasn't a happy customer either.
I used to work here when I was 16 years old. So I never seen this before. Never.
They say a pregnant woman in a tank top and flip-flops stepped out of a slow-moving Even line better. And into the kitchen, then started preparing food to speed things up. They say she put gloves on, but
she didn't even wash her hands.
In the picture, it doesn't appear workers are trying to stop her.
And she told me, so it's fine. I said, no, you're not going to fix my food. You're not in uniform.
So we went to one of the managers to find out why she was allowed behind the counter and if any of the food she prepared was served to customers. We were told we were grilling the wrong folks.
Oh, come on, buddy, with the puns in this thing. They were mad because she put gloves on, but she didn't wash her hands. Is the idea there that when you're putting the gloves on, you're getting them dirty because your hands weren't clean when you put the gloves on?
Yeah, and it's part of the process.
It's like part of the whole getting ready process for her. Well, the thing was, she was an employee who was just not on duty at the time. And she had showed up and saw that the line was slow, so hauled ass over there to try to help out. And they fired her for it.
What?
And they fired, like, the manager. They fired a whole bunch of people as a response to this. I thought, look, all you had to do is go, hey, she's an employee here. She's just not on the clock right now. And she's trying to help speed up your order and make everything go faster for you. And instead, everybody complained about it because she didn't have a damn uniform on. And now everybody gets fired.
Is that sanitary?
As I said, sir, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. But please, take it up with my company.
The Joneses believe she may have worked there, but I couldn't get a direct answer on that question either.
As parent, that we don't know nothing, we didn't know nothing about it.
So she's an employee.
As parent, we don't know anything about it, but we would look into it and we would investigate it.
We called and emailed the Burger King corporate office asking for answers. They tell us in a statement that reads in part, the person in the photo was an off-duty employee who went behind the counter to prepare food. This should not have happened, and as soon as the owner of this location was made aware of the incident, the franchise owner terminated the team member and manager for violating their company policy.
Come on!
Nelson, CBS 47, Fox 30.
You know what? I think that's a little bit much. She was trying to help out. Now, you should have said, well, reprimand her for not following the correct procedures.
But it was caught on tape, and if that gets back to corporate or his company, it could be even worse.
But what's so wrong about it? That she wasn't in uniform? I mean, all right. You should have said, hey, make sure you follow all the procedures when getting ready in your gloves and washing your hands and stuff. But she wasn't in uniform, and she was just trying to help out. Her motives seemed like they were good. She wanted to speed up the line a little bit.
I think they're probably that this would not be an issue, and she would not be fired had this thing not, like, caught the attention of news and gone viral and stuff. And,
yeah.
And now they have food handling violations that are on tape and a bunch of people have seen, and they can point out that it's something that she did wrong, even though she was acting out of a bit of nobility, I guess, or just trying to be nice
trying
and
to speed
help
things
out.
Up. Yeah, I look at this stuff and I always go, how bizarre that somebody was sitting in line and they go, this is unacceptable. I shall take it to the local TV station. And it must be the most interesting desk to work if you just sit there and take the phone calls for the tips coming into the TV station. So I'm at a McDonald's right now, and somebody who's not in uniform is cooking the food, and they dispatch a reporter out there, and they get all the quotes, and they get comments from anybody who possibly works there, or the corporate answer, all that different stuff. And it turns into a whole thing where you just get somebody fired at the end. Let's talk to former Big King Master. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to be Big King, man, but now I'm plumb crazy. But anyway, I was the district manager for Burger King, mm-hmm. and she was totally in violation, and so was the management, because she could not go behind that counter without a uniform because of health department regulations. And she must have washed her hands first, sanitized them, and then put gloves on. That's procedure, that's policy.
What? So what? If she had washed her hands and put the gloves on, I don't see how the uniform is part of the health
uniform
code.
Uniform is still because she has street clothes on, not on, wasn't her clothes. She has to be in uniform. That's just policy.
Is it because they just want to make sure that these people are actually employees of the establishment?
No, a health department comes in and saw her, they would lock the doors.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Huh.
Wow. So, and when you're a manager, you're fully aware of that, right? Like, there's no thing where this guy didn't know.
Of course, that's training. That's food safety training number one right there.
I'll tell you what, tell me if I'm right on this, because I've heard this from a couple people. One of the solid secrets out there is a manager at Burger King or a manager at McDonald's can make a pretty decent amount of money. It's the other folks around you that don't make quite as much, right?
Correct. The GM makes the money, not the assistant managers or even for the crew. The GM makes the money.
Yeah. Like, pretty good. I've seen that. So, you know, thank you for the information. I went into 7-Eleven the other day, and they're like, hiring for general manager, six-figure salary, benefits, bonuses. Holy cow, man. Oh, this is not a bad gig.
It's not, but it's stressful. That's for sure.
And everybody else under you makes, like, nothing. They pay them nothing, and you get, like, all of the monies at that place. Let's talk to Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I just want to say, I wanted this person that complained, if they wash their hands before they stuff their hands in their french fry and burger before they... I mean, come on. This woman at least had decency to put on gloves. And besides, we live in Florida. Everybody works in shorts and stuff like that in kitchens.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been that mad about it if I was sitting in line.
Yeah, but you would have been mad had the health department seen that video... And then they, like, without a question, shut down your restaurant.
I've seen so much stuff that bothers me way worse than that. Like, have you ever watched the Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmare shows?
Yes.
The stuff that you see going on behind the scenes and, like, their walk-in and the condition of that, that's the stuff that would make me way more mad. Now, this girl definitely should have followed protocol, and I didn't know it was that big of a deal to not be in uniform. But just sitting there, I would have gone, all right, they're speeding things up a little bit. A story out about an interview with, they say, one of the top webcam girls. Did you know how much money, speaking of money, you know how much money some of these webcam girls can make in one day?
Oh, yeah. I would say in, let's say, the five-figure. $10,000.
This is just a regular day. I think they can make upwards of that, maybe even more.
Oh, I went too high.
Yeah, but this is the average day.
Like average?
Average day.
$700.
$1,300 she makes from her bedroom, just hanging out, and there's this whole in-depth thing. I know there's a documentary out about that, too. I never got to watch that.
Oh, the hot girls.
Is that what it is?
Was that cam girls? That was amateur porn.
Is it? Okay, so it's not like the streaming from the house kind of thing.
There are, I think, it's several genres, but we know somebody who was doing that.
This. He can make crazy money doing it. And one of them said, "I made $650 in just 4 hours. I'm at home anyways. Why not do this?" They turn it into a business all on their own and just start racking in the cash. I say, good for them, man. That's how you make money. That's how you make your own business and do things your way. Quickly, before do it your way. I didn't mean to piggyback on the mm-hmm. Burger King thing.
Yeah, you did, though.
I didn't do it on purpose, which is the most important part of it. Quickly, before the break, a very sad story. One of the fathers of a Parkland school shooting survivor, actually, he had two kids, I think, at the school who survived the attack. The father has died. He was shot and killed during an armed robbery. You think, look at the bad luck that this guy has. Just 5 months after his son and daughter were, they survived the mass shooting down there that killed 17 people. This guy's working at his store, and somebody comes in with a gun and robs the place, shoots and kills him. His name is Ali. Avub Ali is his name. It's a really
That's
unfortunate
sad.
Thing. Yeah, that sucks. That's a lot of bad luck. In a very short period of time. So thoughts with the family dealing with that kind of stuff right now. With the next episode, we shall return. Sabrina doing that when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
If you ever need to talk, he'll pretend to listen. You're listening to the News Junkie.
It's on your hands. No fuss, no press. Can bring back what's no longer there. They silent our dance. Nobody
can. The next episode. In just a moment. Make sure you're subscribing to Secret Shows, the audio and video. And I'm working on the video for the latest show. That'll probably be up later today or tomorrow. There's a couple of issues and things that need to be fixed, but that will be up eventually. The audio is available. Go sign up, though, right now at GetSecretShows.com. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey.
Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina. Hey.
Are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? 34 years ago, 1984, this gal right here.
Isn't this world a crazy?
Oh, I know that.
Yes, you do. Too. Yes, you do. Just beautiful face.
Linda,
save the best for last.
Yeah, it rhymes with. How am I doing? Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams.
That is right, Vanessa Williams. She was asked to resign as Miss America after. Anyone familiar with this story?
A porn thing?
Nude picture.
It was a naughty lesbian picture. Ooh. Published in Penthouse, and then she relinquished the title 3 days later.
Okay.
But not the title of being a lesbian in pictures. Hopefully not. Don Henley turned 71 this weekend. At his age, he still sings about life in the fast lane, but the line of cars behind him wishes he'd get the hell out of it. Because he's old.
Yeah.
Tom Jones, speaking of old, he had to cancel a concert in England earlier this week due to illness. He had Chipotle, so it's not unusual that he had the runs.
Oh.
Right down his leg.
Ew.
Taylor Swift performed the other night with a cold. No word who gave it to her, but keep an eye out for her new single, Look What's in My Tissue. I don't know what happened this morning. I think it was the kids.
Wow.
These are really corny. And now that I'm reading them, I'm like, well, who am I performing for right now?
Are you looking at the rest of them going, oh.
I'm just
going
to do it. A box set of new Tom Petty songs is in the works. Your move, Chuck Berry. Your move. Just a little kiss.
Yeah. Just give a little kiss.
Jenna McCarthy, she has posted a security camera footage to her Facebook account that says she could prove her house is haunted. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm a ghost. I died from a disease that could have been prevented with vaccination. This was just breaking, and I'm so happy. I was very scared that maybe you would have gotten a hold of it before, Sean, because the audio is just too good to pass up. Roseanne Barr has finally released her promise YouTube video explanation mm-hmm. for her racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett,
yeah.
Now, just to remind everybody, her offensive remark in which she compared the former Obama aide to an ape caused ABC to cancel the reboot of Roseanne just after one season, despite outstanding ratings. Well, in this short video, only over a minute long, comedian smoking a cigarette as the producer tries to set her up off camera, and it says to do the video as if it was a presidential address. She didn't understand it.
But it's only a minute long?
But she did explain. She did explain why.
All right.
But the bitch was white! God damn it! I thought the bitch was white!
The bitch.
The bitch. He's talking Whoa. About Valerie Jarrett. Yeah, to just reiterate it, she was talking about the Iran deal and Valerie, and that's when she says that's what her tweet was about before looking right at the camera and screaming...
But the bitch was white!
I thought the bitch.
God damn it!
She's frothing at the mouth?
The bitch was white!
You guys could Check out that video. I put it on my Instagram because I figured out how to screen record recently.
Who is laughing?
The producer.
The reporter's like,
he's like, I know. You've said that about 300 times already. I feel like it's her kid or something like that. Ooh. Now, Barr's video was released 11 days after she had initially said she was planning on participating in a sit-down television interview. And then she took it back. A backtrack saying that she decided after a lot of thought, she will not be doing any TV interviews, too stressful and untrustworthy for me and my fans. She continued, I'm going to film it myself, post it on YouTube in the next week, the entire explanation of what happened and why. Love you all. Sign up and get ready. Subscribe below.
Could have been a bad idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, we get this clip, though. I thought, if a man eats a whole banana without breaking it up, he might be gay. That's according to this guy right here.
What?
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
He's not magical, I know that.
Dwight Howard.
Nope. If he was taking a pee-pee, he also might be taking a whiz. Whiz Khalifa. There
wow.
we go.
We needed a lot of help on that one.
You're probably never given this much thought, but if you've eaten a banana without breaking it up, you're gay. This all according to a very enlightened and woke Wiz Khalifa who visited... Are they considered a sister? What?
Does it mean, like, you break off pieces and then hold them in your hand?
Like, you have to break it off and place it in your mouth rather than holding your hand and, deep-throating a banana?
Well, then you got to break it in half.
We already starting, goddammit.
If you, if you bite as banana, you sus.
God damn.
By the way, sus, you're familiar with what the kids are saying?
I've heard it before. I'm just imagining it means gay. Is that what they're saying?
No. Suspect.
Oh, suspect. Okay. All right.
You could be sus in any sort of situation. He's saying sus, like gay sus.
Because of the context, it all right. Okay.
And Wiz?
If you gotta break the banana in half, pause, but like, you gotta.
What you mean? You just peel it and bite it?
No, see? That's the thing.
Man, stop, man.
You gotta break it in pieces, bro.
Why?
He's just saying, I'm trying to help you out. If you're in public, break it in pieces. Of course, this only applies to men because he told the female co-host that if she ate a banana whole, she'd, quote, get more followers. So, mama, I'ma get me a bundle tonight.
All right.
And apparently this guy's eating a bunch of bananas.
Jason Mraz
opening up about his sexuality after a poem he released last month got people speculating.
What's a poem?
41-year-old previously wrote a line in the poem. I don't know if I have the whole thing. It was on billboard.com. I am by your side, but he spelled B-I.
Okay.
And so he goes on to say, honestly, I didn't realize it was going to be so telling, but here we go. Drum roll. Jason Mraz says, I've had experiences with men even while I was dating the woman who became my wife, which I guess is admitting that he cheated on her.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, does that mean I'm gay? And my wife laid it out for me. She calls it two-spirit, which is what the Native Americans call someone who can love both man and woman. I really like that. So...
this is weird that he's... this conversation with his wife.
Okay.
No.
What is that?
Snoop Dogg.
Hey, he gay, he gay. Okay.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
Okay. Here's a story of a lovely family home which just hit the market for $1.89
million.
Brady Bunch House, that's right. It was used for the outdoor representations of the Brady Bunch family's abode, Violet and George McAllister. Not related to the Home Alone family.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right
one? Yeah, the McAllisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bought the two-bedroom, three-bathroom house in 1973 for a whopping $61,000, and now it is up for sale. It has about 250 square feet of living space, but that may not include an expansion of the downstairs family room. That was converted to a recreation room, much like the den on the Brady Bunch. It has enhanced by its size, 12,500-square-foot lot, that is right next to LA River, but the owners have one thing. They're going to have first considerations for any bidders who want to keep the home intact. Because the Brady Bunch house is among the most photographed homes in America, and it attracts 30 to 50 fans a day.
Man.
To come take pictures.
All these years later.
The property even has its own Yelp page.
Did you say 250 square feet of livable space?
Of living space?
That's tiny.
But it doesn't include the expansion downstairs, plus I think the outside maybe.
I mean, that's smaller than the room you're
2500?
In. 2500? Yeah. Oh, no, 2500 is all right. That's a good size house.
What did I say before?
250. Yeah, that would be like
that's
the size.
That's the closet.
Yeah, that's pretty small.
I can't read numbers. We all know that. No more numbers. Now it makes sense, you guys. Now it makes complete and utter sense. If you're wondering why Discovery Channel is still pumping out a week's worth of shark-related content after 30 years, it is 30 years. Here's your answer. Over the past just 2 years, Shark Week has brought in $36 million in ad money.
Damn.
They say in 2017, total was $20.2 million, which was 59% more than Discovery's average weekly revenue of $12.7 million.
That's good.
And now we're kicking it off this weekend. Celebs on hand this year include Shaquille O'Neal, Ronda Rousey, Aaron Rodgers, Rob Gronkowski, Lindsey Vonn. I don't know if she's going to be doing naked skiing. Guy Fieri, Bear Grylls, and the cast of ABC's Shark Tank, all up in it.
This is a bad week for President Trump.
Why?
He's not a fan. He hates sharks.
Oh,
and mosquitoes.
Yes.
Mosquitoes and sharks are his things.
Well, in that case, he could hire someone to spank him with a portrait of his family or something. Now, remember that gig I told you about this guy, you know, amongst all the things that he does, Mr. Shaquille O'Neal?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's DJ Diesel, and he had a big party, I think last weekend over in New Jersey, where they had to actually lower the DJ booth to fit his giant ass.
Because he's huge.
Turns out he's a bit of a partier. It says, put your middle finger up in the air. That's what DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq, urged the crowd of 4,000 when he manned the turntables.
Damn.
Some of the crowd wonder if the move was part of the feud between Shaq and a group of party trolls waving Charles Barkley shirts with the number 34. Huh. Same number as Shaq, obviously. I knew that from my head.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq took to the mic and said, but he ain't got no ring.
Mm-hmm.
He also keeps pumping out. Said he came across some supporters, two blondes who were flashing him.
Oh.
One had Shaq written across her breasts. The other turned around and peeled down her bikini bottom to reveal O'Neal scrawled across her butt.
Good to be Shaq.
Oh, yes. Things heat up on the dance floor. All of a sudden, smoke poured out of the DJ booth. And that's when inspectors at the spot got very scared, thinking Shaq was on fire. No, just a custom grill installed by the restaurant in his booth that is making 6 2-pound tomahawk steaks and a tiny lamb chop, which he picked up by his hand and ate it while DJing.
What a life.
He signed basketballs, threw them into the crowd, and then when he got back to his suite, he ordered 6 more 24-ounce porterhouse steaks for
Holy
his squad, jumped on a private jet, and flew to the MLB All-Star Game.
I want to be Shaq.
Yeah. Must be good to be a celeb. And finally, I'll leave you with this, because when he could do that, when you could film a music video in the Louvre, you could also rent out the Coliseum, and that's what Beyonce's doing right now. She's going to have a music video there, denied the first, but now she'll do it again, thanks to, I guess, that Pepsi commercial. They say, hey, you were here before, we'll do it.
Huh.
Good luck, and I look forward to that music video. On the Boob Tube, we have Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards 2018. We have the series premiere of Dark Tours, which I think you guys are really going to like. A show about unusual tour spots around the world on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Celebrity Family Feud with the cast of Grey's Anatomy and AJ and Allie and Cheetah Girls. So a bit of nostalgia for you. As well as the Robot Chicken 9th season finale. That's going to be Adult Swim. Have a great weekend, Chodes. And remember,
smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Sabrina. Live trivia up next. If you'd like to play, now's the time to join us. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Skywall summer prize upgrades in effect. And you can play along in the app. And we'll see how you do when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You can listen to the Monsters in the Morning on iHeartRadio, and now you can watch them every day on the new iHeart Monsters YouTube channel by going to monsters.fm and listen every weekday morning on Real Radio 104.1.
Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
Live trivia in just a moment. Skywall summer prize upgrades in effect. That means you can possibly get a better prize opportunity, or just a different one. I don't want to say better to demean the other ones, but they're better. They're awesome prizes. And all next week, it's going to be TV and movie themed prizes. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Friday, July 20th, 2018. Two callers head-to-head to battle it out through seven questions. You, right now, right this moment, you're answering the questions on the News Junkie app. Let's get some players here. Let's see how it goes. Here is Bubbles. Are you with us, Bubbles?
Yes, sir.
There he is. He's ready to go. He's eager to play, and he's going up against... How about launch status?
Yo.
You're there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Launch status and Bubbles are players in live trivia today. The best of luck to the both of you. Let's get into the questions with number one. The new HBO documentary about Robin Williams premiered this week, and viewers say the film delivers on its promise of new insight into his life. What's the title of the documentary? The World According to Robin? Hear Man, See Man. A Good Morning, Heaven, or Come Inside My Mind? Bubbles.
Last one.
All right, and launch status.
Last one.
We'll go to number two. Yesterday, we talked about an online service that allows consumers to buy Kraft meat direct from independent farms. What's it called? Uber Meats, Old Match Me, Crowd Cow, or Butcher Buddies? Launch status.
Crowd Cow.
You say Crowd Cow, Bubbles. How about you?
Same thing.
We're on to number three. A Tennessee woman said she feels betrayed after a date stole this and then used it to go on a date with her god sister, of all people. Did he steal her debit card, her car, her identity, or her iPhone? Bubbles. Uh-oh. Did Bubbles die?
Bubbles.
Bubble! Oh, no! Bubbles!
Oh,
the
come
bubble
back.
Has popped! It's done with! Oh, wow. What do you think, launch status?
Her car.
You say her car. You might be all by yourself. Bubbles has returned.
Bubbles.
Just in the nick of time. Bubbles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go over that again. A Tennessee woman says she feels betrayed. Her date stole this. Was it her debit card, her car, her identity, or her iPhone?
Her car.
All right. We're on to number four together. An eviction notice at a Memphis apartment complex is sweeping the internet, but the post is getting mixed reactions due to the property manager's use of this in the notice. A smiley face emoji, LOL, an eggplant emoji, or the F word? Launch status.
Smiley face emoji.
Smiley face for you, Bubbles. What about you?
Emoji, smiley face.
On to number five, a cancer survivor in Russia, tattooed almost 90% of his body, but he thought the view of his body art was being spoiled. So he did this. Did he put up a billboard of his naked portrait, had his genitals removed, burned his entire wardrobe, or cut off his ears, Bubbles?
Second one.
Launch status.
Cut his penis off.
We're going to number six. Director Gus Van Sant says that when he was working on Brokeback Mountain, they couldn't find actors to do it. Which of the following actors did Gus say turned down the role? Ashton Kutcher, Vince Vaughn, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Paul Rudd? Which one's right, launch status?
Leonardo
DiCaprio, Bubbles?
So far away.
Leo.
It sounds like launch status just has his phone like laying on the bench next to him. Are you okay, launch status?
Yes, we're good.
Okay, that's much better. Number seven. Yesterday we learned that the brother of Nichelle Nichols, Uhura, on Star Trek TOS, committed suicide as a member of this cult, which was known for being ardent fans of Star Trek. Is it the Sons of Picard, Prilo Trek, Order of the Phaser, or Heaven's Gate? In Bubbles.
Heaven's Gate.
Launch status.
Same thing.
All right, there you go. Both of you are all set. We're going to go through these, score them up, find out who the winner is in live trivia today, and then we'll see if we have a Skywall Summer Prize upgrade. Hey, I got some news for you. NationsTrucks.com is the greatest website on planet Earth. Behind the adult sites that you visit, you're still
need,
though.
I just got an idea for Nation's Trucks.
You could really ramp up the traffic to nationstrucks.com if you added a little bit more of that kind of content. But they do have the best damn trucks, and I will say it's truck porn. It is.
Yeah.
It's truck porn. You go over there, look at these things, and you're going to want to get out of that piece of junk you're driving around and get into a Nation's Trucks truck. So check them out right now. Go to nationstrucks.com. Bubbles, launch status. They are battling it out live trivia. Let's go back through these and see who wins. What was the title of the Robin Williams documentary?
Bubbles and Launch Status both said, "Come inside my mind," and that answer was, wait for it, correct.
Number two. Yesterday we learned about an online service where you can buy meat from independent farms. What's it called?
Both the players said Crowd Cow, and you better expect some more points. More points.
Move over, because the point is headed your way.
There you go.
Number three, a Tennessee woman says she feels betrayed. Her date stole this.
Launch Status and Bubbles both said her car, and that answer was right.
Number four, an eviction notice at a Memphis apartment complex is making some people upset. It's because it has this on it.
Both the players said a smiley face emoji and LOLJK, you're right.
Look at them go as we hit number five. A cancer survivor in Russia had tattooed 90% of his body, but he thought this was getting in the way, so he did this.
Bubbles and Launch Status both said that he has the genitals removed, and that answer was unfortunately correct.
Just cut him right off. Number six, director Gus Van Sant said he was working on Brokeback Mountain but couldn't get actors. This person turned it down.
Both the players said Leonardo DiCaprio. And that answer was right.
I get stuck in my head all the time. Number seven, yesterday we learned that the brother of Uhura on Star Trek, TOS. I am about to ask a stupid question.
What's TOS?
What is TOS?
The other side.
The other Star Trek.
Is that right? Star Trek, the other side? Oh, no, the texts are coming in already. I could feel them rolling in. Star Trek.
The
original
space.
Series.
Okay. Oh. Whew, thank God we got that. The calls would have started rolling in. Committed suicide as a member of this cult.
Both the players, that's Bubbles and Launch Status, said Heaven's Gate. And that answer was correct. And now, with perfect scores, we have a tie.
Oh, all right, let's bring them back. Launch Status is back. Bubbles is back. They're ready for your tiebreaker, Sabrina.
Launch Status, you will go first. In what year was the very first Christmas card produced?
Oh, man.
That would be 1926.
Bubbles?
1925.
Ooh, it's going the other way.
Correct answer was 1843, make a Bubbles a winner of that trivia.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations, Bubbles. You are the winner of live trivia. Hang on tight. We're going to get some information from you, hook you up with the prize of your choosing. But could that prize be a Skywall Summer prize upgrade? Let's spin the wheel and find out. I mean, it's Friday. Yeah.
All right. Of course.
You got a Skywall Summer prize upgrade. And I'm not going to choose it for you, Bubbles. Two reasons. One, I'm a little hungover, and I'm lazy right now. Two, it's a lot easier just to give you a $50 gift card to Amazon.com,
nice,
where you can buy all of the things that you can find for $50 or under.
That's a lot.
So that's, well, I mean, you can only spend $50, though. I don't want to give you any information that's incorrect. Bubbles, congratulations. What a great prize. But we do have more options if that's not doing it for you. What else do we have, C-Lane?
I have a pair of tickets to Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. That's going down to the Amway Center August 18th. Those tickets are on sale now. You can visit realradio.fm.
I want you to know every time you hit that, it peaks out so hard that I'm pretty sure any car made after, before 2001.
Every time I hit this one.
Oh, man, it is like way over the peaking level.
You're over the peaking level.
Not yet.
All right. The Monster Jam Triple Threat Arena Tour is an entirely different format than Orlando fans are used to at the stadium. This
They're
one's
doing it
inside.
Naked.
You know what? Get some people out there.
That would be the fourth threat.
Monster Clam. Triple,
Amanda's not going to send this one to them. The first one was good. Amanda's not going to send this one.
This is what people are going to remember right here.
Of course they are.
Monster Clam. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a poor day of Monster Clam, right? I mean,
what would Gravedigger be? I don't want to. We're going down a thing here. I also have a pair of tickets to the Orlando City take on NYCFC at the Orlando City Stadium on July 26th at 8 p.m. Those tickets are on sale as we speak, and you can get your hands on them by visiting realradio.fm and typing in keyword tickets.
All right. Thank you very much, C-Lan. Let's take a look at the scoreboard and the News Junkie app.
At the top of the scoreboard. Man, your app has all these things now. It's telling me about the secret shows.
Oh, come on.
At the top of the scoreboard,
He's dominated the entire week. Testicular manslaughter wins for the week.
All right.
Followed by Swilly, the Dita, Fancy Nancy, Jay Beaverton, Smelly Primate, Mike from Michigan, Laser Blade, Bald Death Dealer, and Thomas, Big Snack 98, just missing the top 10. Well, back five look like Jacob, Von Ripperton, Arturito, King Kabuda, and Token Lesbian.
All right, thank you all for playing along. We do appreciate it. You, too, can get involved. All you have to do is search for The News Junkie in the App Store, and you will be all set to go for Monday when the scoreboard refreshes, things clean up, and we're all ready for you. When we come back, a man's dying wishes. It's an interesting way to get them out there, and the legal implications here, very, very interesting as well. What's going down? The details are on the way, of course. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
I got news for you. And it's going down. Before you come home, tell me you're not angry.
We'll get to your dispatches in just a moment. There's a bunch of them all piled up. Lots of things, I guess, on your mind. Things that you want to talk about. So, what kind of human being would I be if I didn't allow you to do so? All you have to do is search for The News Junkie in the App Store to download the app. I love seeing first-time dispatchers. I'm telling you, when I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the software where everything comes in, nothing is better to me when I see this is your first dispatch. And I know it could be weird. Even though this really is kind of changing the game when it comes to the way shows interact with their listeners, it makes it a little less awkward than calling and sitting on hold for 30 minutes hoping to get to your call. It still feels weird. You're talking to yourself when you're like, hey, Sean, Sabrina, C-Lane.
Hello.
I know it could be a little weird, but just do it the first time and it'll be so easy afterwards. Remember the simple rules, and that is listen back to your dispatch so you can see if it sounds good. We need it to sound good so we can play it back for everybody else. And you don't need to say your name. You don't need to say that stuff. Just get right down into things. So we'll check those out in a moment. There is a particular band. In fact, it's this one.
Radiohead.
Radiohead is demanding answers over a Toronto stage death. Now, I don't remember this happening, but it was 6 years ago when this occurred. 6 years ago, Radiohead's drum technician, Scott Johnson, died when their stage collapsed. It was shortly before they were about to perform in Toronto. And the band returned to the city and they said, we haven't gotten any answers on this. We need somebody to be held accountable for it. They said they then had a full minute of silence before playing Karma Police. Mm. And they did this at the show. Yeah, it was back in 2012, Toronto's Downsview Park, where one of the techs ended up dying when the stage collapsed. And 6 years, figured you'd have some answers at that point, but I guess they haven't got anything that's satisfying enough to them. So they're demanding some answers to find out what happened here. There's a lot of those videos now and stuff where these stages have gone wrong. I saw yet another one the other day where this stage, it was out like another outdoor event, and a big gust of wind comes by and just folds like a house of cards. And when there's people underneath that, there's been multiple instances where people have died.
I'm sure that that's something that there are safety regulations in place for that somebody is not following because they don't want to lose money canceling their concert.
Exactly, and that's why they want these answers. They're saying, look, what is the reason why you don't have any kind of investigation or any kind of answer for us as to what happened to our friend here? We'll see if they do get that answer, and we'll go to your dispatches right now. Here is Irish Penguin with a dispatch.
Hey, this is Dr. Filatowski.
Oh, boy.
Has you guys ever wanted to get your erectile erected?
Oh, my God.
Well, come on down and do the thing.
This is terrible.
So we can hit you up.
It actually doesn't
get
work
it down
on
there. And all of a sudden, boom, there it is.
Yeah. Great example of how not to do a dispatch. So learn from Irish Penguin by being better than Irish Penguin. Let's see how Billy does.
Out here like a shark in the water. Where are them magnets at?
You get
over here off Parr Street looking for a food truck.
You're gonna find one.
Pretty good. Y'all let me know.
You gotta keep looking. I look over here. Look over there. We said go to parking garages.
Magnet.
Lots of cars in parking garages. You just keep your eyes peeled, and you're gonna look like you're doing something bad.
Right.
While you're doing this.
But when, you know, law enforcement approaches you, say it's part of the rules.
Say, don't worry, I'm just stealing magnets, officer. And they'll understand, I'm sure. Here's Scrotal Nectar with a dispatch.
They are only jealous, Mr. Watson. Just wait till we bedazzle that tramp stamp with convict diamonds. Yeah. Then they'll see. They don't understand us.
I know.
We're a breed apart from these peasants. I shall see you tonight. We shall discuss more.
Yeah.
Business ventures. And as always, hello, Snobambra, you fancy lady.
Greetings.
And hello, Snoblane.
Ta-ta.
I want to hear that clip. Toodles!
Which one? I don't know what he's talking about.
He wants to hear...
which one?
It's a clip of...
Hopefully not the new clip that you had you were working on the other day when I went in there.
No,
I
don't want... no, he doesn't want to hear...
Blaming on the blacks.
That's not the one.
You said that?
No, of course I didn't. I said blame it on the black sarcophagus. Blame it on the blacks.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing right now.
I mean, that's one of those ones if it creeps its way out there.
No,
you're going to have to answer to that.
He was referring to...
What'd you guys talk about it amongst yourselves after?
He texted me. He's like, I hope you have that.
Is that Mission Impossible? Now my goal in life, my new goal in life is to get to the director of the next Mission Impossible.
Do I have a sound?
Screw the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. We're doing Mission Impossible.
And get them to redo it with that as the deedle-do. Here is Guitar Slinger with a dispatch.
Okay, this is just weird beyond belief.
Why?
I was in the studio Wednesday night. My wife was in the kitchen. I hear this gigantic bang and her hollering her head off.
Oh, no.
I run out there and a chunk of the floor is blown away. And a crack going all up the wall, and the house is filled with smoke.
What?
Lightning somehow went through the ground and struck, came through the wall. And we were looking all in back to see where it came from. Lo and behold, I walked out front, and our huge live oak tree out front was shredded.
Wow.
So it hit the tree in the front, and the bolt traveled through the ground around the house and blew out the back kitchen wall.
That's scary.
Unbelievable. Lightning is dangerous. Bye!
Yeah, I hope you're not just learning that now. Yes, it definitely is, and not to be messed with. Here is Micronaut.
Hey, guys, a little fact about that dumbass at the bar that grabbed that girl's ass. Little fact that's being left out is he was there with his wife and two kids.
My God.
What a scumbag.
As if you couldn't have made the story worse.
What a scumbag.
He goes by, let me just get a little ass grab here. Got his ass kicked.
I saw her quote was like, I don't care who you are. So what could he have possibly said after doing that?
My favorite part about it is not only did she kick his ass for touching her, but the whole world gets to see it. Like, there's you doing this. Here's what you thought was going to happen. You thought you were going to walk by and grab this girl's ass. And that she would just go, oh, and then you'd just be able to move on with your life and go back to your kids and their chicken nuggets at the table. What did happen is you got your ass kicked. It got videotaped, put online on all of the social media.
Facebook,
and then
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
Right around the world. So everybody knows what you did.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You've gotten, I mean, at least by now, millions and millions of views.
Oh, big
because
time.
Every big account that likes to have the latest viral video has it posted.
And not to mention, not only have they posted it there, but they've aired it on television all over the place.
I want to meet this girl.
Yeah, the guy probably is getting some pushback because people have now named him and they know who he is. Here's Jay Boogie.
Hey, news junkies, happy Friday. Hey, you're talking about the 50-year-old with the cocaine habit, you know, the guy that rotted his throat away. And I was wondering, what did this guy look like? I mean, I just had this image of a guy with one of those kind of flat top mullets in the back with like a big gold chain and like a like a tank top and acid wash pants, you know, with the LA gears on, just rubbing his nose the entire time, driving an IROC Camaro way too fast down Highway 50. That's what I see.
So 80s.
All right, guys. Have a good Friday.
Oh.
Wiggle, wiggle. Pop, pop.
How bad I wanted an IROC when I was about 17 or 18 years old.
An IROC?
Yeah. An IROC is it's a Camaro, but it's like the IROC version, the International Race of Champions.
It's what Noel's boyfriend drives.
In... Is the Babysitter's Club?
No. That's a deep Wheatus reference.
Oh, my God. One Wheatus fam.
Did you hit your head earlier this week?
Screw you. What happened?
I've been doing corny jokes for 5 years. Like, this too. And then all of a sudden, I just don't know where they're coming from.
What happened, say, around Tuesday or so? Is there anything?
Good.
Go over to Steezy.
Yo, guys. I got to say, about 2 Chainz speaking on negative connotations with the Trap House yesterday, I've been putting positive connotations on that name for a long time now, especially with fruit salad spreading it throughout the land.
No.
It's reached you guys now. But it's a beautiful thing because it's Fist Pump Friday!
Look at him. You could be a music DJ, buddy. What is it called? He hit the what? Post?
Right there up against the post. Thank you, Steezy.
You put your crotch on that post, man.
I want to stick with it. All right, there we go. Thank you. Here's one of the flavors of Lay's that they're going to be trying out, I think. Sweet Thai chili.
This is some very troubling news. You're telling me that I made my name on this app, Sweet Thai Chili, because it is my favorite condiment for everything. Lay's is going to create a Sweet Thai Chili potato chip, and I don't even get to eat it. You're going to give me pimento cheese.
You're going to get to eat it.
Pimento cheese!
You can eat that.
Tell the French we do not want their stupid cheese! Happy Friday.
I like pimento cheese.
The thing that they said about the pimento cheese is that it's inspired by flavors of the Southeast, but it's going to be in a bunch of markets.
So you can get them all in any market then?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Oh, I thought that they said they only had different ones for different places. That's what I saw, Southeast.
The Southeast flavor is the pimento cheese, whereas like the
they're talking about the flavor roll. Inspiration is the Southeast.
Yeah, okay. And the area where that kind of food is popular, like whereas the lobster roll would be the Northeast and Maine.
All right, so that's even better. We could try them all.
I do think that they're having, like, celebrations for each of the flavors.
Like they're having a party?
Yeah, like, for example, the chile con queso is going to be a celebration in Houston on August 18th.
Oh, yeah, they're debuting them at certain festivals. Like, well, one of them's coming out at the Shrimp and Grits Festival. Which
y'all
sounds...
ready to turn up? We're going to pop up in these chips!
It's raining down from the sky. I'd try it. I would try most of those flavors. Just, you know what I'd love to do as like a weird dream job? To work in the factory or the lab where they can perfect all these flavors and make a dust. Like, say they're going to make sausage and biscuits and gravy or whatever, chips. To make that and be able to do that, and then you have this little flavor powder that tastes just like it. That's a whole different world.
And you snort it?
Yeah, just right up the nose.
Sweet giant chili!
Here is Cameron with a first ever dispatch.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time dispatcher.
Thank you.
Just so you know, Two Spirit is not like a sexuality thing. It actually means sort of means transgender. In a way.
Wait, Jason Mraz?
It's a word that they use to describe somebody who either walked like the line between male and female or like was kind of like a third outside gender.
All right.
Yep. Thanks for listening to my dispatch. Bye.
Thank you for the information. Here is Hagar.
Hey, dudes, junkies. Just want to say thank you for making my day every day. You make me laugh. I appreciate it. I learn a lot of things. Sean, I'm right there with you. I can't stand seeing zits pop.
Ooh, that's gross.
What's on my neck? Ooh, God,
what are you doing, awesome. Man?
Yeah, it just grosses me out. So, thank you.
That's all that noise. God almighty. And more of these videos are coming in. I'm not going to even talk about it anymore because the problem has hit fever pitch and I don't want it to get any worse. I made a huge mistake by addressing that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not looking good for me right now. So I'm just going to quietly walk away, back away from all of this, and hope that the pimple popping videos stop showing up in my inbox, because it's kind of honestly ruining my life right now. So please, please stop. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Orlando City marches to Discovery City to clash with Columbus Crew tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. Making up for a lack of formal education by purchasing the first and subsequent rounds. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Jury duty in just a moment. Some amazing photos today. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. There's this guy who's like the last person in his tribe. It's one of these like untouched tribes, and his entire tribe died, and he's the only one alive.
Whoa.
And it shows him out in the woods, and he's all by himself, and he's like chopping down a tree, and they went by and took a photo of him, and they said, if you ever try to go, excuse me, anywhere near this guy, he chases after you and like throws stuff, and he'll throw like spears. Oh. And like he's out there and isolated from the entire world, and aww, he's been by himself for like 20 years or something too.
Probably so lonely.
But they said that he does not want anybody to go anywhere near him. He just wants to live out his life right there, and which is so sad.
Who have they sent over there?
Whoever took this photo is clearly somebody who gets close enough. But I think people who go down this river that's right by it see him every once in a while.
I feel like if they send either like a very nice looking lady who seems warm, like a caretaker of children, but uh-huh, also attractive, that maybe there's a peace offering there. You need some partnership. Maybe just send a wolf puppy.
Can you imagine the viral potential there of all the things that you could show this guy for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at my iPhone X. And check, let me show you what the internet is. What is that? What did you guys do to civilization?
This is a fidget spinner.
Oh, God.
It's pointless.
You know what? He might be better off just staying over there by himself now that I think about things. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty is brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. 1-800-DEWITT-LAW is the phone number. So if you've been in an accident, if God forbid you get into an accident this weekend, all you have to do is call 1-800-DEWITT-LAW and get them on the phone. And Moses and the staff over there, they're going to help you out, guide you through the process, help you battle up against the insurance companies. Or if you slip and fall at work, all that stuff, he'll help you handle that. Even divorce and criminal defense, it's all there. Go to DeWittLaw.com for more information. Or send your question to ask@dewittlaw.com. Information breaking during the show today. Trump's former personal attorney, this is a guy, Michael Cohen, who everybody's been talking about. They said maybe he's going to flip on Trump. What information does he have? He recorded him without President Trump's knowledge on multiple occasions. The only thing we know so far is that there is audio somewhere of President Trump talking to Michael Cohen about a payment, like hush money, to a Playboy model. Now, that's not Stormy Daniels. It's not her. That's not what they're talking about. Talk about somebody else. The payment was never made, I guess. And there's no more details as to what exactly is happening on these tapes. But there are more. And there's already a demand from Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, and others to get access to this. So we shall see where all of that heads. An interesting story. A man who, in his final words, wrote on his cell phone. So he's dying. He takes his cell phone out and opens like Notepad. And he writes basically his last will and testament. It's like, here's what I want. Here's what I want to do. And he put it on there right as he was dying. It was a farewell, and then there was information about what he wanted to be done in the wake of his death. And the judge says, we will follow the final wishes from his cell phone. It will count legally as a will.
That's interesting.
So that means, good God, I hope this never happens to you. If you're ever in this position where you're dying, you get that information in there, and it can still count.
Okay, what if it's some videos on your laptop?
You might be able to do it with a video, or...
I have those ready.
You've already filmed these?
I said, if you're watching this, I'm dead.
But did you lay out what to do with your...
I just have that intro done, man. I'm still working on it.
Got to piece it all together after that?
Yes, there's B-roll, there's obviously post editing.
You got to piece this all together, and then it will be accepted, according to this judge. And finally, in jury duty today, a sad scene in Orange County. A transgender woman was found dead behind an apartment building near OBT. According to Orange County Sheriff's Office officials, they said the body of Steve Garden, 27, who was known to her family and friends as Sasha, was found outside the reserve at Lake Buchanan. There has been a rash of deaths in the past couple of weeks in Central Florida, and this is the latest one here. The body was found in a parking lot or near a parking lot around 5 a.m., completely naked from what I'm seeing. And they said that the victim was a sex worker in the area.
I mean, it's becoming kind of a thing. Watermark just put out a big piece on how common transgender homicides have become within the last year. I mean, Jacksonville, I think, was the eighth this year.
Yeah.
There
was multiple people in Jacksonville, too.
Mm-hmm.
They had a story about, I think we talked about that at the time, where that was an issue. And then now we're seeing this, and God only knows. I mean, I hope they find out the information about what happened here and to get the information back to the family. But police are now investigating. And beyond just the tie-in of the transgender thing, which is happening in Florida and beyond, but you have this rash of violence in Central Florida. I had a couple of days this week wake up, and it's like the murder here, murder there, found a body in a apartment building. It's just some bad stuff. So we'll see what's going on with all of that. Hopefully things calm down. It's the summer. When it gets hot, here's a real unfortunate, terrible fact. People kill more people when it gets hot. When it gets hot, people are out there. They're angry. I don't know what it is it does to it. But it makes people a little more apt to be violent. And we're seeing more of that. Back in just a moment with This Week in Florida, Mr. Christopher Lane. Coming up next.
Yeah, get ready.
Stay put. What are we looking? 1 to 10. What are we looking at here?
Oh, we're looking at least a 2.
Oh, wow.
All right.
All right.
It's better than a 1.
Woo. Yeah, I mean, it's a 2 on the way. So make sure you stay right.
2 on the way, and then This Week in Florida.
You bought the whole seat. You're only going to need the edge when we return. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
This season, you can hear Orlando City Soccer play on Real Radio 104.1 and FM 96.9 The Game. Go to realradio.fm/soccer for the broadcast schedule and latest soccer news. Real Radio 104.1. Skirting the statute of limitations under a thinly veiled Mexican pseudonym, this is the News Junkie.
This Week in Florida, in just a moment, and Celine has promised this is a 2 out of 10. I mean, it's better than a 1 out of 10, not much.
He just said a 2, so we could do it at a 4.
That's true. He didn't give the scale, but it's on the way in just a moment. In the meantime, it's not the Today Show, it's The View. The View this morning had a big-ass blowout.
Oh, I saw. Didn't Whoopi cut it short or something?
I guess they cut this guest, Jean Pirro, who is over at Fox News. And she's one of these people who, whether you agree with the president or not, is totally angling for a job. Like, just a suckerfish on the system. Just, you know, trying their best to go, hey, I'm over here and I'll say good things all the time. You know, the best you could ask for in somebody who is covering the news that you're listening to is somebody who goes after the truth, whatever they see it. And you're not finding that necessarily with her. And if you like her, you might not even see that. You might just be blinded by it and say, eh, she's great. But she was on with the folks on The View, And Whoopi Goldberg and her are like arguing back and forth. Now there's information coming out that some stuff happened behind the scenes, like they were like spitting at each other or something. And there was just this huge blowout and they're screaming at one another. You go, what the hell is happening over here? And the audio of it, I've got this, I'll play it for you in just a second. But it was pretty intense, the two of these sparring back and forth. I'm trying to find the extra details here. The New York Post has a story where they say they got into an explosive argument backstage. And F you, get the F out, Goldberg was shouting at Fox News host Pirro. During the screaming match, Pirro told Goldberg, I've done more for abused women than you will ever do, we hear. So they're just screaming at each other. And when Janine arrived on set, she was looking for a fight and refusing to be on with Anna, demanding she not be in the segment. Pirro was yelling at the View executive producer and her staff, like, you need to handle this. She didn't want to be out there with somebody else who was going to be on the stage. Anna Navarro from the CNN. So here's the actual shouting match before we get into This Week in Florida. Let's just see how this whole thing went down.
As we said, 89% of the Republican Party still supports him. He still has huge popularity in the country. And if Democrats don't get their you-know-what together, he's certainly going to get reelected.
Here's my question for you because you talk about it.
I am not, Judge.
Nobody is.
Did
you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation.
There she goes.
Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
Wait for here just a second, because they go back and forth for a moment here, but at the end, Whoopi is pissed.
And clearly you don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question, because
you had your opening statement,
which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry,
that's
what you said.
Is this what we sound like?
Murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible
when the President of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Get off my stage.
I like how she just goes, say goodbye, say goodbye.
Whoopi.
Boots are right out of there. Then she goes back, she's like, I'm sorry.
And liberals is out now.
Megan McCain getting the plug-in.
So, welcome back. So you saw me do something I very rarely do.
Get ready for the awkward pause, ready?
And I'm not proud of it. I don't like it. But I also don't like being accused of being hysterical, because that's one of the things I try not to be on this show. So.
Shout out.
Have a great day. Right.
So, goodbye. See you later. Let's do This Week in Florida.
Giving you a recap of the most groan-worthy stories in the state.
It's This Week in Florida.
That's right. Of course, it's the weekend. It's time to take a look back at the past 7 days or so. Take a look around our great state and see some of the craziness that has gone on. And I'm going to start with it because we've already been talking about it. This savage ass kicking that this guy got by the waitress. A lot of people have been asking, C-Lane, put it on See It Now. We haven't seen the video yet. If you haven't seen it, this is your slow clap watch for the day.
All right.
And it's on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. This Perfect. Florida man, Palm Bay guy, who was visiting Georgia, decided to grab this waitress's ass. She beats the crap out of him. And then, long story short, he gets arrested in front of his wife and kids.
Nice.
Not the way that we thought our vacation was going to go now, did we?
Mm-hmm.
But that's landed that guy behind bars. And a lot of people very impressed with that woman's skills. She said, though, she doesn't want to be interviewed by the media. She wrote on Facebook, what's done is done. He got what he deserved. I'm just trying to live my life.
So he got arrested for sexual assault?
I believe so, yeah.
And then shit, that's considered self-defense.
Yeah.
I'm saying she. Yeah, everyone relax. So, she, I said the same thing.
It's just a, ooh, stop moment there.
So,
they arrested him and charged him with this, and I guess they arrested him while he was still there, I think.
I believe so.
With the family just sitting there eating chicken nuggets.
That had to be an awkward
thing.
They
eat chicken nuggets.
I don't know, there's kids at the table, they always eat nuggets.
I wonder if he said anything. Like, I don't know if the wife noticed. I want to know all of the things.
Well, hey, honey, I'm going to be right back, okay? Just getting arrested real quick.
My favorite thing is that he said, like, nobody could just ever admit things. He said, it was an accident. Anybody who watches that video and believes he did that on an accident, I've got all the bridges to sell you.
They've got this man right now in Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
He has been taken into custody after he was accused of dropping his pants in a Target. Of course, he was on drugs. This is Jeffrey McKelvey, 53 years old. He was jailed by Martin County Sheriffs after he was seen at the Target dropping his pants and exposing his genitals. He told the cops those drugs were blessed to him by the Lord Almighty.
Yeah, obviously.
God wanted him to have these drugs. Probably also wanted him to go into Target. He said his teachers told him to go to Target and destroy items inside of the store. No word here on who told him to show his genitals to people, but he dropped his pants and told a person to smooch his buttocks after a confrontation.
All in the day's work.
Nice way of saying, smooch my buttocks. that almost sounds like a smooch my buttocks.
I hope he really did say it that way and they were just cleaning it up for print. Because I like the idea that he's all drugged out, he's doing all this stuff. He's wagging around his genitals, and then he still keeps it clean with his language.
Marijuana and 11 pipes with THC resin turned up in his home.
Man.
He said two other people live with him, but everything inside was blessed to him by God and that they belong to him. Was arrested on charges including exposure of sexual organs, possession of less than 20 grams of weed. I didn't know this was a thing. Possession of THC resin. They are really getting to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah. That's reaching. That's looking for a reason to arrest somebody.
That's everywhere else is going recreational or at least medicinal. And we have possession of THC resin as a charge. I didn't know you could be. I thought it would just be possession of less than 20 grams.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But speaking of the man upstairs, an Eatonville man told police he thought there were demons in his room when he beat his girlfriend to death with a Bible and a frying pan last Saturday.
Okay.
Obviously, didn't read one of the pages of that Bible where you're not supposed to kill. Yeah. But Leslie Satinay has been charged with doing just that, homicide, and he's being held without bond at the Orange County Jail. Police say they received a call just before 4:30 a.m. about a suspicious incident at a home where they found the man standing outside in the porch covered in blood, saying the devil was inside his room. They unfortunately found his girlfriend dead. And a bloody Bible nearby. I didn't even know that's something you could do.
What? Kill somebody?
No, with a Bible.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, wait. That was. He bludgeoned her with the Bible itself?
He had a couple different things, but that was one of the instruments, of, including a frying pan and a pipe. But the Bible. That's just. Satinay told police he had sex the night before, then went to sleep, thinking his girlfriend had left. Then he woke up, said the demons in his room woke him up, and he tried to kill them. He told police that the demons were big, and his girlfriend was, quote, a little person, and that he was sorry for killing her.
That's sorry.
That's all kinds of... It's a sad story, but it's also all kinds of weird. Well, we already talked about this thing coming up, the old week full...
Shark Week.
Things.
It's a big deal.
Shark Week's always a big deal, and it just so happens that these stories come out right around Shark Week. It just so happens that Florida scientists have discovered a new alien-like shark with gigantic eyes.
Wait.
Right around Shark Week.
Oh, I saw that. It's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And more of a bottom dweller.
This is not The Onion. This is Fox Actual News. Just when you thought it was safe to go in the water... They've discovered a new species of dogfish shark with enormous eyes.
That looks photoshopped.
It's known as Squalus clarke, named after marine biology pioneer.
It's a scarier name.
Squalus clarke?
Oh, no, it's a Squalus clarke.
It's named after biology pioneer, third time's a charm, Eugenie Clark. It lives in the deep waters off the Gulf of Mexico.
deep waters that I was just swimming around in. It was previously thought to be part of the squalist Mitsukuri, a dogfish species in Japan.
Delicious beer.
But DNA testing has proved otherwise. So there's a new shark.
DNA tasting is a totally different thing.
Yep, that tastes like a squalist, Clarky.
DNA tasting.
I know someone who did some last night. Not going to name names or shame.
No, them. There's no reason to do that. But happy Shark Week to all. You got yourselves a new shark. There's a very, very weird story about the former kayak of this politician right here.
Bill Clinton.
And now from the home of the Attorney General of the United States, it's time for Janet Reno's
Janet Reno's old kayak and her 2004 Toyota Camry were seized in Stuart, Florida this week.
Why?
As a billionaire-backed mining company pursues a $4.4 million judgment against Reno's sister, former Martin County Commissioner Maggie Herchala. So I don't know why she's still got this stuff lying around in Florida. Or it's her sister's now, but it used to be hers. And this mining company is going after this judgment, so they took away Ms. Reno's kayak.
Oh, man.
It's a weird thing to see in a headline. But,
I'm just picturing Janet Reno kayaking now.
Still in a pantsuit.
Yeah, it's very dressed, though.
We talked earlier this week about, the guy from Pawn Stars leaving the son out of the will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not to be known by us whether or not the son knew ahead of time he was going to be out of the will, but for his sake, luckily it didn't turn out how this Fort Lauderdale woman turned out. Daughter accused of fatal beating of an 85-year-old mom who left her out of the will.
Ooh.
Fatality.
Gabriella Pereiro is facing charges of premeditated murder and aggravated battery on a person 65 years age of older because she was angry about not receiving an inheritance and beat her mother, who later died from the injuries. Said she tried to rip her skin off. She Jeez. Told her mother, "You destroyed my life, so I'm going to destroy you." Before the mom died, she told police, "I guess I'm going to jail. I beat up my mom. I pushed her down, grabbed her, and tore the skin off her arm." But she
it's
said
not
she
how you're going to get in the will, dude.
So, yeah, you're really not getting back in there. Especially when you fast-track the process, unfortunately. Cute baby flamingos are worth Googling at a Florida zoo. Turning heads, you might want to see that. I heard they're not as cute as people say they are. And last but not least,
work that in there.
Kenneth Haskins. You might want to Google this guy's mugshot.
All right.
They say people are upset with him for masturbating in front of windows.
Oh,
nobody what? Wants
Thanks,
to see this.
Trump.
Nobody wants to see this guy masturbating anywhere.
Is Kenneth that real? What?
It looks to be real. It's the Huffington Post is where I'm seeing it.
Oh, my God.
Since he's been told he can't masturbate in front of windows, you know what he did? He said, "Screw you. I'm going to light my entire apartment building on fire." No injuries were reported after the fire, but four people were left homeless. The plaza is a community of 80 small apartments with low-income and disabled residents.
Oh, my God.
He's lived there for more than a decade. And his face was disfigured when he shot himself with a shotgun. That's why all the reaction. That's it for this week in Florida.
Thank you, C-Lane. Back in just a moment. That's a disturbing mugshot.
He has been banned from performing sex acts.
That makes sense. He needs to be.
Because everyone else can do it, but not Kenneth. He's been banned.
Of all the people you should ban, Kenneth is number one on that list. Back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your weekend's about to start. Let it be the last one that you ever have using corrective eyewear. Let it be the last Saturday and Sunday that you're going out, but starting off your day by putting in your contacts or making sure your glasses are in your purse. No longer. Go to my friends at Hunter Vision. That's Dr. Hunter and Dr. Eubanks. They want to give you a life of crystal clear vision so you never have to wear corrective eyewear again. Call them today for your free consultation. 407-796-2020. That's 407-796-2020. Make sure you tell them Sabrina from the News Junkie sent ya. Radio. Radio. Radio.
104.1. Because the newspapers don't come with cliff notes or potentially offensive accents. This is the News Junkie. We got taxes. We need satisfaction.
Where does the time go? We're going to get to your dispatches in just a moment. Lots of stuff to talk about still, of course. You can send in your dispatches through the News Junkie app and search for The News Junkie in the App Store to do this, to do that. I don't know if this is the first time this has ever happened, but this is a pretty big deal. There was a moment at the Barbasol Championship that's underway. It's a PGA Tour event. And Brittany Lincicome, how do you say her name? I think that's it. She is, she was debuting on the PGA Tour, so playing with the men going around on the court. Now, she didn't kick too much ass, but she was out there and playing with the guys, which is not something you see all that often. I don't know, I guess it's not against any of the rules or whatever. There's an interview with her. Let's see what she says, because this was her going out there with all the guys on the PGA Tour and playing with them. Here she is.
Brittany Rogers, LPGA.com, here with Brittany Lincicome. We'll change of pace here.
Lincicome.
PGA Tour this week, Barbasol Championship. How are you feeling now getting that first practice round under your belt? I know nerves have kind of been an issue for you in the past. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. You know, today and tomorrow are going to be pretty easy, smooth sailing. That tee shot, first couple holes on Thursday, will be a little bit nerve-wracking. Just because there's obviously no LPGA girls here, this is all guys. And,
yeah.
But it's cool, you know, I'm super excited for this opportunity, and, you know, probably going to learn a few things that I can take back to the LPGA, so all in all, I'm really excited.
What are your impressions overall with the course? Obviously, a lengthy...
So there she is, she's talking about her experience. This was before she went out there and played around with the men, and she said this was a very cool moment for her to be able to do this and break through like that. She didn't make it into the top 10 or make the cut or anything like that, but she was out there competing with him for sure. Here is Vance with a dispatch. Yeah.
News Junkie.
All right. I'll take it. Is that what he was doing?
News Junkie.
Sounds just like it.
Better than the original. Here's Redneck Waterman.
Love my job. I love my job. I love my job.
Sounds like you might not love your
Thank
job.
Freaking God, it's Friday.
Thank you, Redneck Waterman. He's having a tough day there. Let's go to Speedy John.
Good Friday afternoon, junkies. Hey, y'all. Just calling to check in and say I'm headed south to the Boca and Fort Lauderdale area this weekend for my birthday. I'm not looking for a birthday shout-out. Sean, I don't have my hand out. I'm not being asky because I don't need anything. What I get from the News Junkie crew and the chat fam all year long is perfect and all I need. However, for the News Junkie fans in the down south area, Port St. Lucie, West Palm, Boca, Fort Lauderdale, kids, there's a magnet in play.
Uh-oh.
Y'all come and get it.
There you go. Speedy John's down south doing his thing. You can look for the magnets out there. I'll be down there this weekend.
You guys should hang out.
I got to go see my dad. I'm not excited about this, unfortunately. It's he's in a bad spot and hospice and all. Oh,
what?
God, yeah.
What are you least excited about?
There's a couple things. If I'm just gonna be totally honest, he's living with this woman that I've never met.
Yeah, you know, I figured yeah. That's what.
And I don't. I've never really cared to go, but now I have to go over there. It's probably the last time I'll see him. And it's not gonna be the most exciting weekend in South Florida. May your birthday weekend be 10 times better and then some, sir. Here is Two Kids in a Coat.
I don't know how many episodes of The View you've seen, but they all kind of sound like that.
Is that it? Just always descends into some sort of chaotic screaming match. Here's Ian Moon. And that's what they want, by the way. When they have people out there like, oh, let's have a Republican and a Democrat, or let's have, like, you know, people from the far right and the far left. Of course, they want them to go out there and argue like that. Here's Two Kids in a Coat.
I don't know how many episodes.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just did that. Short-term memory.
And here's Two Kids with a Coat.
Here is again.
I don't know how many.
Let's go over to this one.
Oh, I just had to say thank you for the new profile picture on the app. Kenneth Haskins, mwah, magnifique.
What is it?
Looks like every gross, disfigured ferret to ever be born and then should be dead.
Something went wrong there. Something happened.
Shot himself with a shotgun.
Oh, is that what that is?
In the face.
He shot himself in the face with a shotgun and didn't die?
Yeah, and then he started masturbating in front of the windows. Manager of the building says, can't do that anymore, Kenneth. We're banning you. And that's when he lit the place on fire.
Oh, this is just a regular balanced
guy. Just a typical Florida story.
You don't want to be his next door neighbor, that guy. If you haven't seen it, take a look on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app. Hold on, I'm saying that right now. Did we post it?
Oh, yeah, I was posting it. Okay. Although...
I just threw that out there without even asking you about it.
I was called out, though, because it's old.
It's classic. The story
Yeah, that was a classic.
It's a throwback.
A throwback this week in Florida.
That's all you have to do.
So,
5 years ago.
I'd behind that. I mean, it's not the golden tickets in heaven moment.
I promise mediocrity. This mm-hmm. one at least happened.
Mm-hmm. Here's David.
Sabrina, you should have said, well, there's no reason to argue whether you got the question right or wrong. It's a moo point. Ding. Come on now. C-Lane would have done a lot better.
Oh, how dare you, David.
No, he probably would have.
Let's go over to Smelly Primate.
Hey, C-Lane, I want to give you a shout-out, man. I had a four-hour drive coming back from northern Wisconsin back to Milwaukee yesterday, and you turned that podcast around pretty quick. Made the trip go a lot better. Almost got me all the way home.
Oh, look at this guy.
Good job on you, man. And hey, Boss Man Jack, give that man a raise.
Yeah.
What is Woo! This?
Okay.
What is this moment?
Cut it and send it.
Not only is somebody not complaining about the podcast, they are talking about how great you did in putting the podcast up so quickly, and then further saying that you need some sort of raise. I don't know how you did that.
Today is a good day.
There you go. All right, thank you, Smelly Primate, for the dispatch. We'll get to a few more years in just a bit. The NFL, God, all their wisdom on this is really, really coming to fruition. The NFL is going to put their new national anthem policy on hold amid discussions with the Players Association.
My God, like they can't have something set in stone.
Mm-mm.
They just have to backtrack. After all very, like, official announcements, they're just like, never mind.
Well, it's like every move made, how can we screw this up as bad as possible? All right, let's do that. Let's do that thing. And so they have a new policy. They were talking about punishing players who would take a knee during the national anthem and these new rules. And then I guess the some information leaked from how the Miami Dolphins were going to handle this. They were going to fine players and... All this stuff was coming out. So now they've said, all right, we're going to pause that rule. Oh, God. I've said it a million times. All you have to do is hold the players until after the national anthem. You don't need them out there for that to begin with. Let the fans deal with it the way the fans want to deal with it. And you don't have to have any kind of situation where there's a controversy. You don't have to deal with it at all. You don't have to have fans upset. You don't have to people going, this is against America and kneeling during the anthem.
America.
You don't have to deal with any of that stuff. Speaking of America, and since C-Lane's doing old stories, why can't I? I might as well. And this is also a kind of dig at C-Lane at the same time. There's a lot of good stuff happening in this story. I'm seeing this start to go viral right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I saw it a couple of years ago, but it's got all the right things. The guy at Chick-fil-A who sang your favorite song.
Oh, proud to be an American.
Yeah. I don't know what your problem is with Lee Greenwood. And proud to be an American.
A showboat, you son of a bitch.
This guy drilled it, though. Ba-ba-da-da-da.
That I'm proud to be an American. For at least I know I'm free.
God, I wish I could sing like that.
Me too.
Forget the men who died.
Boo.
They never went to me. And I proudly stand.
Let's sit down.
Next to you. Still
today.
When this whole thing stops, they're like, yeah, giant applause. I could just see C-Lane going, but the one guy, and there would be
just throws a sandwich at him.
there would be a national investigation into who this unpatriotic son of a bitch
just chuck a milkshake at this lunch ruiner.
Just right in the middle of it. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. They're almost in tears enjoying this patriotic moment. And C-Lane just slugs them with a milkshake right across the face.
Go home.
Get out of here. Shut up. No, you were all thinking it.
Should have went to McDonald's.
man.
Listen.
Woo. Good for you.
Maybe the song matter is not necessarily, you know, something that appeases you, Christopher, but you can't, like, that's a drinking song. It's something that everyone could sing.
Yeah,
and I'm proud to be whatever I want to be. Because I'm free and I make up words.
I don't know.
That's fun.
True. I get that a lot of people like to get drunk and sing it together and stuff. Just something about Lee Greenwood.
I'm going to request it next time you play
it. I'm not going to play it.
What was your beef with Lee Greenwood?
It's so like...
you think he's full of himself?
Yeah, like, look at me. I'm so American. Blah, 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 blah.
That's a patriotic song.
I'm patriotic, man. You've seen how I dress on 4th of July sometimes. Lee, I like eagles.
Have you looked at
trucker hats?
Have you looked at photos of Lee Greenwood?
What does that guy look like?
Lee Greenwood looks like he was supposed to be born during the Renaissance era or something. He looks like an old, like, Renaissance painter or something. And he just was born in the wrong generation.
He does look out of place.
Half of his photographs are just rocking an American flag shirt, singing the song that made up all the money.
It was as if he wrote this song so that nobody was allowed to hate it.
Uh-huh.
And until I came around.
It would be like if you wrote a song and you sang about, like, disabled people and, like, all these things. You go, if you don't like that song. Well,
South Park did a bit where the kids were building a ladder to heaven, and they had some country singer who was, I think, a complete knockoff of Lee Greenwood singing this song, just using their story to make himself just butt famous. And he's singing, were you there when they built a ladder to heaven? 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. And everybody went, oh my gosh, that's the greatest song. There's no way we can hate this song. He's singing about 9/11.
Not to go on with the quoting of TV shows, but it's like on Family Guy when Lois is running for office.
Yeah.
9/11. You can't get mad at it. They built the impenetrable song. And you know what? You know what's great evidence to
and
prove?
I'm going to penetrate it.
The great evidence.
Lee.
Great evidence to prove exactly what you're saying, C-Lane, is Bruce Springsteen wrote his song and Born in the USA. And the damn song is an anti-American song, basically, but it's so America in the lyrics that they ended up, people just play it anyways.
Is it anti-America or anti-war?
Wow. Big moment here. Big moment. Lee Greenwood on the line. Hello, Lee Greenwood.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
Wow. It is an honor to have you call.
I wouldn't have had I not just got the news.
What news?
I hear that some sort of Z-Lane, someone along those lines, not a fan of my song.
Did you just call me Z-Lane?
C-Lane. C-Lane is it?
Oh, C-Lane. What does that sound? What does that say for coward?
Ooh.
Huh?
Lee Greenwood, I might say.
You can call me Lee.
Lee, C-Lane has said he would throw a milkshake in your face if he saw you and you were sick of this song.
What flavor would be vanilla?
Yeah.
That's what your body's made of.
Lee Greenwood, you are about as good at insults as you are at writing songs.
Hold on. I'm proud to be American.
Where are you, in the bathroom?
I'm in your mom's bathroom.
Are you dropping a deuce or writing another song? I can't tell the difference. Boom!
He's in your mom's bathroom, you said. He
lives. Okay.
I think you're great, Lee Greenwood, and I think your respect for America is fantastic.
Mom, call the cops. Lee Greenwood's in your bathroom.
Hey, Mom, let your son know that he's got a baby on the way, because I just put one inside him.
If Lee Greenwood impregnated your mom, it would be the greatest.
I would be so proud to be your new stepdad. Where at least I know I'll bang.
Screw you. Die in a fire, Lee Greenwood. Get out of my mom's house.
God bless the USA. I'm out.
Alright, back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio. Yeah.
filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!
Don't forget to sign up for our secret shows at GetSecretShows.com, the uncensored content. And it's not this show, totally different show. It's an hour long or more each week, and there's bonus shows all the time. There was one just released yesterday. It's an absolute blast called The Shot Clock. Check it out. Sign up now. Go to GetSecretShows.com as we do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
Stop it now.
Today I Learned for a Friday, July 20th, 2018. Seven stories around the web. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Today I Learned this movie series.
Jurassic Park.
That's incorrect.
Die Hard.
I'm on the high seas.
Jurassic Park at the sea.
It's,
Jurassic Sea.
Deadliest Cat, the perfect storm.
I'm trying to get your booty.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean is correct.
And please watch your mouth next time. I have a girlfriend.
While filming Pirates of the Caribbean in London, Johnny Depp received a letter from a local 9-year-old girl who asked for help with a mutiny against her teachers. Depp turned up with no warning at the school in full Jack Sparrow outfit, but advised against the mutiny. He said, "The pirates are going to take over the school and only eat candy, and our teeth will turn black and fall out." But he said we shouldn't mutiny against the teachers because there was some police outside and we might get into trouble. It was the most exciting school day ever.
Seriously.
That would be fun. Today I learned the probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%. That means dinosaur pee. The probability that your glass of water has dinosaur pee is almost 100%.
Ew.
So think about that as you take your sips and enjoy your water.
Even like Fiji has dinosaur pee in
it. A little bit of dinosaur pee in there, just a bit. Right. Today they're in this group.
Don't say you miss me when you don't call.
Oh, isn't that like Dana DeCane or something? Or
not the fifth harmony. Fifth Harmony member Diana Jane was forced to watch her grandmother's funeral on FaceTime because of the strenuous touring schedule they had at the time.
That's awkward.
Watch it on FaceTime, huh? Today I learned a man handmade his own postage stamps featuring his face. For years, he used them to mail letters all over the world and was never found out. Then he had the bright idea to do an interview about it where he explained what he was doing the whole time. We're going to skip forward a little bit. Short on time. Today I learned way back in the day, in the 19th century, they would ask if they wanted sex for horizontal refreshment. Some other ones that they'd use. In 1351, they'd say, "Give someone a green gown." 1505, they say, "Play nug-a-nug." Play couch quail in 1521.
2018, drill mercilessly.
Fadoodling in 1611.
Oh, I fadoodled this morning.
You're interested. Fadoodling was way back then.
I woke up too late.
And join pouches in 1656.
Brainy.
That's that. And today I learned this guy.
Jordan Pouches.
Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious B.I.G. inspired by your shirt yesterday, Sabrina.
Thank you.
The mom of the baby on the cover of Biggie Smalls' Ready to Die album had a difficult time getting other baby modeling gigs because of his enormous, ultimately iconic afro. He made $150 for 2 hours of work for the shoot.
Damn, baby.
Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Guess what? We're back on Monday after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Jim Colbert Show is coming up next, followed by a Corbett Time with Tom and Dan. And it's all right here on Real Radio.
Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.